merits a prosecutor's appeal. DeLay's attorney asks Judge Priest to sever the two charges and move ahead with a trial on the money laundering charge alone. Now, if DeLay were to be acquitted of that charge, the conspiracy count would be moot. DeGaron asked that a trial be tentatively scheduled for the first or second week in January. District Attorney Ronnie Earle has till December 20th to appeal Judge Priest's ruling. Most of the black lawmakers in Congress will oppose the confirmation of Supreme Court nominee Samuel Alito. The Congressional Black Caucus also opposed the nomination of the now Chief Justice John Roberts, but they waited till his confirmation hearings to announce that. The group preparing an announcement about Alito for tomorrow ahead of his confirmation hearings that start January 9th. Congressman Mel Watt of North Carolina says the members of the CBC are concerned about Judge Alito's opinions, many in dissent, in race cases where his decisions have disproportionately affected African Americans. A group of Democratic House women also plan to announce their opposition to Alito tomorrow, along with the National Women's Law Center. Al Jazeera TV today said kidnappers who threatened to kill four Christian peace activists have extended the deadline for the U.S. and Britain to meet their demand to free all Iraqi prisoners. The original deadline set by the group calling itself the Swords of Righteousness was tomorrow, Thursday. Al Jazeera said they've extended it now till Saturday. The station broadcast video showing two hostages wearing robes shackled with chains, an American, a British citizen, and two Canadians were taken hostage in Baghdad 2 weeks ago. They were working for the Christian Peacemaker Teams, an anti-war group. Officials say a passenger was shot dead at Miami International Airport today. The man was shot, they said, after claiming to have a bomb in a carry-on bag. Homeland Security Department spokesman saying the man was a 44-year-old U.S. citizen. They say the passenger indicated there was a bomb after the American Airlines plane had parked at the gate. They say the passenger was confronted by air marshals but ran off the plane. The man then did not comply, they said, when ordered onto the ground and was shot after apparently reaching into a bag. This is Air America Radio News.
So you want to stop smoking? Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier. Tell him you don't want to pay for the product. You just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if, you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it? Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete, all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they will send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals, cravings, and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free Capsules, a Guide to Living Smoke-Free book, an audio support program, a capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules, just in case you are worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-684-5908. That's 1-800-684-5908. This is a limited-time offer, so call 1-800-684-5908 now.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
You be the judge. New FlexoFactor helps promote joint strength, flexibility, lubrication, range of motion, and even the renewal of cartilage, from your hands and knees to your hips and elbows. And we'll prove it by letting you try it free. A $30 bottle, free. FlexoFactor is a new all-natural joint support supplement that combines five specific joint supporting ingredients in one exclusive formula. FlexoFactor helps cushion, lubricate, and strengthen joints and cartilage over time. It's perfect for seniors, weekend athletes, anyone who depends on healthy joints for an active lifestyle. But don't take our word for it. You be the judge. Call now and try a free bottle of FlexoFactor, a $30 value. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover shipping and handling. FlexoFactor. We know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Call 1-800-364-9974. That's 1-800-364-9974. Limit one bottle per household. Call 1-800-364-9974.
Hey, good evening, Truth Seekers. Malloy here on Air America Radio. God, it's been a weird day. Hasn't it been a weird day? We will deconstruct President Chucklenuts' second major Iraq speech for you tonight, and we've thrown in a dash of simply snotty Scotty McClellan as well, just for kicks. And what is happening to Joe Lieberman? What is this? Is he becoming the new Zell Miller? Could it be that Karl Rove has maybe some photos of Uncle Joe eating lobster dipped in bacon drippings or something? What the hell is happening with Lieberman? Hillary Clinton, Joe Lieberman, they should run on the same ticket and the Republican Party. Wow. But I understand there is a move afoot in Connecticut to get rid of Lieberman, or at least make him run as a Republican, which he obviously is. This is one of the problems I have with so many Democrats. 'Tis the season to be jolly. We have a couple of very, 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 very strange topics tonight. Bush's speech on Iraq progress. Good God. What did Nancy Pelosi say after he gave his speech? It's like he's had a separation from reality. Who knows what he's talking about? And also the Sami Al-Aryan verdicts in Tampa. I want to touch on that. In New Smyrna Beach, Florida, Billy Graham's daughter, who is also an evangelist, Virginia Graham, she was sentenced today to a year of probation and counseling as a result of the domestic abuse charge against her. Before it can be dropped, she has to have complete a year of probation and get counseling. She spent a night in jail. I don't remember this, Kathy. She spent a night in jail after a July 1st confrontation with her husband outside a shopping center. She was charged with misdemeanor domestic abuse. Apparently, she grabbed him by the throat. Her husband, three witnesses told police that Virginia Graham grabbed her husband by the throat, pushed him, really got physical. And I believe there's probably a law in the books in Florida. There are in several states now that when this sort of thing happens, there's no such thing as the spouse who's been hit or abused saying, no, I don't want to press charges. I think Florida probably has the same law. It's up to the state. The state takes over, because in so many instances, an abused spouse, abused wife, really. This is very unusual. I'm sure the right-wingers, well, I don't know what the right-wingers would do with this one, because this is Billy Graham's daughter, for God's sake. But the right-wingers always like to claim that there is almost an equal amount of male spousal abuse as there is female, which is an utter lie. It does exist. Yes, of course it does exist. People can get crazy. But Virginia Graham? Wow. Oh, well. And, of course, her brother, Franklin, who apparently is going to take over the Billy Graham enterprises, the Billy Graham business, Franklin is the one who walks around trying to stir up as many Muslims as he can. In much the same way that Farrakhan referred to Judaism as a gutter religion, Franklin Graham refers to Islam as a false religion or a fake religion or a sewer religion. Minister Farrakhan and Franklin Graham ought to maybe just go off somewhere together. Sammy Al-Aryan was acquitted in by a federal jury in Tampa yesterday. He was charged with numerous, oh my God, what, 60, 70 charges of conspiring to aid a Palestinian group in killing Israelis through suicide bombings. He was charged with all sorts of things. Aiding terrorism, lying to immigration. They being the federal government under Ashcroft, tried to tie this man up as securely as they could. He was their showpiece. He was their showpiece. The jury in Tampa, after deliberating for, 13 days before rejecting the arguments that were put out there over a five-month period by prosecutors, the jury found him not guilty on 8 of 17 counts, including conspiracy to maim or murder. And the rest of the charges, the jury deadlocked, including the ones that he aided terrorists. According to the Washington Post, the trial was a crucial test of government power under the USA Patriot Act, which lowered barriers that have prevented intelligence agencies from sharing secretly monitored communications with prosecutors. The case was the first criminal terrorism prosecution to rely practically solely on vast amounts of materials gathered under the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, FISA, whose standards for searches and surveillance are less restrictive than those set by criminal courts. Now, what all that means, of course, as you well know, this was the first major prosecution in which the Constitution of the United States of America was thrown in the toilet. And in place was the Constitution of the Christian nation of John Ashcroft. The U.S. Constitution was burned before these indictments were ever handed up on Sammy Al-Aryan. Two co-defendants, former Florida graduate student Sami Taha Hamadeh and Chicago dry cleaner Ghassan Zayed Balut, were acquitted of all charges. The jury acquitted a third man, Hatim Najif Ariz, manager of an Illinois-based Muslim charity, acquitted him of 25 counts, and failed to reach a verdict on 8 others. Juliette Kayyem, a terrorism legal analyst at Harvard University Kennedy School of Government, said the outcome shows that U.S. juries can seriously consider both government accusations of terrorism and any evidence. Ms. Kayyem said this case has been sort of a tortured case, no pun intended, for the United States. Kayyem was a Justice Department official from 1995 to 1999. She added, but the truth is that it never seemed that the evidence was that strong. So the jury listened. Now, I outside the courtroom, after the verdict was announced, a man named Ahmed Badir, who is the regional director of the Council on American Islamic Relations, a Muslim civil rights group, praised the verdict. Here's what he said, quote, "It will not only restore faith in the justice system by American Muslims, but also by Muslims all over the world who doubted justice in America." He added, "This sends a very positive message that Muslims can receive a fair trial in America." Now, one of Al-Aryan's attorneys, William Moffitt, presented no evidence. He rested his defense. He made his statements, presented no evidence. In court, what he argued was that the Bush crime family sought to silence his client because of Al-Aryan's obvious antipathy toward Israel. It is very difficult, if not almost impossible, in this country, the United States of America, to criticize any action by the State of Israel without either being A, instantly labeled an anti-Semite, or B, being charged with supporting terrorist groups. I know this from personal experience. Trust me. A spokeswoman for the Justice Department said it stands by the charges that it lodged against this man, and they may retry Al-Aryan on the ones on the charges where the jury deadlocked. And she added, the Justice Department has a strong track record of success in prosecuting terrorists and those who support terrorist activities. More on this in a minute.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Wow, what a difference a week makes. Just last week, my toenails were thick, yellow, and embarrassing. But then I tried something totally new. Dr. Scholl's Fungal Nail Management Kit with an antifungal cream, plus a revitalizer that made my toenails look better in just 1 week. Now I can show my feet in public. What a difference. All I can say is, wow.
Want to improve the appearance of your nails in just 1 week? Look for Dr. Scholl's Fungal Nail Management Kit in the green box. Use as directed.
Why shop at Borders for holiday gifts? Let's compare.
I was walking through the mall, and I saw this meat tray, and it reminded me so much of you, I just had to get it.
Or,
I was walking through Borders, and I saw this poetry collection, and I just had to get it because it reminded me so much of you.
At Borders, you'll find hundreds of thoughtful gifts for under $10. Borders, open up a season of surprises.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low, flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Attention! If you do not have health insurance, have limited health insurance, or are uninsurable and are worried about the cost of health care, this announcement is for you. For less than $2 a day, your entire family can save thousands of dollars on all medical expenses thanks to Synergy Health. With more than 600,000 providers around the country, Synergy Health can save you up to 60% on doctors, hospitals, hearing, vision, prescriptions, and even dental care. Plus, you'll get great savings on chiropractic, alternate medicine, and much more. And here's the best part. Synergy Health offers guaranteed acceptance to everyone, no matter what your health history or income, at the same low price. Call our 800 number and learn how Synergy Health is helping families like yours for less than $2 a day. There is no obligation, and the information is free.
Call 1-800-933-2596 for free information. That's 1-800-933-2596. There's absolutely no obligation.
The ACLU brings you the third installment of the groundbreaking series that reveals how civil liberties affect real people every day. The Freedom Files, Episode 3, Dissent. Tune in to watch shocking stories about everyday Americans who practice their right to free speech and dissent, only to be thwarted, harassed, or arrested. To view the trailer, watch full episodes, or purchase the DVD, go to AirAmericaRadio.com and click on the ACLU Freedom Files banner. or go to ACLU.tv to witness alarming attempts to discourage Americans' rights to free speech.
I don't think there's ever been a government that likes criticism. I don't think there's ever been a government that likes dissent.
This show reminds us why the First Amendment is so vital to the Constitution of the United States. Visit AirAmericaRadio.com and click on the ACLU Freedom Files banner to learn more.
Hey, truth seekers, it's time for your humble and obedient servant, more of Mike Malloy.
Past the hour. So, former University of South Florida professor Sami Al-Aryan, acquitted by a jury in Tampa. Not guilty on 8 of 17 counts, deadlocked on the remaining charges. U.S. Attorney General Ashcroft, when Al-Aryan was indicted in 2003, said it was an early victory for the USA Patriot Act. Ashcroft, and I remember this, Ashcroft alleged that Al-Aryan was a de facto U.S.-based leader of Palestinian Islamic Jihad, that he was coordinating attacks, that he was providing advice, that he was moving money for the group, that he was involved in the killing of hundreds of civilians in suicide attacks in Israel. Al-Aryan has been in the United States since 1975. The United States declared Islamic Jihad a terrorist organization in 1995. Prosecutors said that Aryan used the University of South Florida and his academic standing as cover. The university fired him after he was indicted. The case became pivotal in last year's Florida Senate race. Former Housing Secretary Mel Martinez, Republican, defeated former university president Betty Castor, Martinez, Republican, Betty Castor, Democrat, after he charged that she did not do enough to sever Al-Aryan's ties to the University of South Florida. Betty Castor responded by noting that Al-Aryan campaigned for Bush in 2000 and met with White House advisor Karl Rove in 2001. Another hapless Middle Easterner who happened to do business with the Bush crime family, like this poor bastard Saddam Hussein. And when the Bush crime family is done with you, they will try to kill you, one way or the other. Do you remember what was going on when John Ashcroft announced the indictments? As I wrote at the blog today, he resolutely descended the steps of the Justice Department building in Washington, approached the cameras and microphones with righteous vigor and steely-eyed weirdness while he projected his favorite image. Remember him? A dedicated avenger for Christ. And there he stood, declaring that Al-Aryan's indictment was a glorious victory for the totalitarian USA Patriot Act. And more subtly, the subtext of Ashcroft's message back then was a resounding slapdown of the infidel Muslim in the name of Jesus, as personified by John Ashcroft himself. And remember the time in which the indictments were announced. The Bush crime family was flooding the United States with horrific images of Saddam's nuclear bombs falling on places like Chicago and Buffalo and Tampa. And the word pictures of evil Arabs dumping poisons and toxins and bacteria and viruses and copies of the Quran into our food supplies and our drinking water and our gene pool. Remember? And then Bush House Negro Colin Powell addressing the United Nations with all sorts of fantastic scenarios of anthrax-laden missile launchers hidden in groves of palm trees and mobile chemical factories. Remember? Remember. and the piercingly evil Michael Chertoff at the Justice Department, clearing out career attorneys who still believed that the United States Constitution meant something. And in the middle of all of this, all of these thugs, this is we were in the heat of it 2 years ago. Pushing their climate of fear. And then right in the middle of it, Ashcroft declaring, hey, we got us a real life, honest to God, Arab terrorist right there in Tampa, teaching at a university, corrupting our youth. Oh, sweet Jesus. Yesterday it all came crashing down after 2 years. Mr. Al-Aryan is still in jail. He I guess he has, I don't know what, an immigration charge against him now or something. I have no idea. And the case against him, in my humble opinion, Truth Seeker, was nothing less than the result of anti-Arab, anti-Muslim, pro-war hysteria that the Bush crime family used then and continues to use as its primary method of political control in the United States. I don't know if Al-Aryan is guilty or not. What I do know is that a jury listened for 5 months and after 13 days of deliberations came back with their verdict. Based on what you people presented to us, not guilty, 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 not guilty. Score one for American justice.
Is your money that good? Will it buy your forgiveness? Do you think that it could? I think you will find when your death takes its toll.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Recently, the FDA approved a new ingredient to lower both total and LDL cholesterol. And believe it or not, it's not another drug. This new ingredient is 100% safe and natural, and you can find it in my new Colox formula. Plus, there's now a second ingredient approved to reduce your risk of heart disease and help Colox lower cholesterol even more effectively. And you don't have to take my word for it, since the two active ingredients in my new Colox and Solos formulas are the first non-drug therapies actually approved by our government to lower cholesterol and reduce your risk of heart disease. And today, one of them is free.
That's right, free. Call 800-311-FREE and discover how these products can help you lower your cholesterol over 20% or up to 60 points in 60 days. Call 1-800-311-FREE to order Colox and two free bottles of Solos with your first order. That's over $80 in product free. Call now, 800-311-FREE, or visit us on the web at www.colox.com. That's C-H-O-L-O-X.com.
This is your Mother Jones Minute. Here's Mother Jones publisher, Jay Harris.
Quick, whose words are these? The government of the United States is not in any sense founded on a Christian religion. If you guessed America's founding fathers, you're right. The quote is from the 1797 Treaty of Tripoli. Those words were approved unanimously by the Senate and signed by President John Adams. They dovetail nicely with the Constitution, which doesn't mention God, and the Bill of Rights, which established the separation of church and state. They show America as the founders intended, the world's first secular government. Recently, religious right-wingers have tried to undermine American principles by rewriting America's history. But don't be fooled. One of our core strengths has always been the religious diversity allowed to flourish when the government stays out of religion. That tradition is our true heritage and our true strength.
For the best investigative reporting and news, visit MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Hi, I'm Robert Wagner with an important message for homeowners 62 years or older. If you own a home, you may be able to pay off your current mortgage or access the equity in your home without making any monthly loan payments. That's right, no monthly loan payments. A U.S. government-insured reverse mortgage allows you to convert the equity in your home into cash, giving you the financial independence you deserve. The tax-free proceeds won't affect Social Security or Medicare benefits, and you can use the money for almost any purpose you desire. The Senior Lending Network program has prepared a free educational video that explains how a reverse mortgage works, how to qualify, and how you can supplement your income without any monthly loan payments. If you're a homeowner 62 years or older, your free video is waiting. So call now.
For a free educational video from the Senior Lending Network on reverse mortgages, call 800-995-4290. 800-995-4290.
Senior Lending Network is a program by Mortgage Warehouse, licensed mortgage banker, New York State Banking Department. Callers' information will be shared with lenders who are members of the program. Consult your tax advisor regarding tax implications.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the Internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news. There's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low, flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code America. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code America. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Tired of having people repeat and repeat what they are saying? Louder and louder so you can hear? In those embarrassing moments with the new Amplier 2005, so small and powerful you won't believe the difference. Amplier 2005 is so reliable, over 100,000 are in use nationwide. Hear even faint phone conversations with ease. Enjoy your favorite TV show, the theater, sporting events, and family functions without straining to hear. Amplier is fully adjustable, fits both men and women, and is nearly invisible. Results are so effective, they're 100% guaranteed or your money back. Not $79 or $39. Order your Amplier 2005 today for only $19.95. You'll also receive 5 extra batteries, a cleaning brush, and 3 custom-fit earpieces absolutely free with your order. Call 1-800-841-7878. Never apologize again for not being able to hear. Order now and get a second Amplier 2005 for only $14.95. Our operators are standing by. Call 1-800-841-7878 today. That's 1-800-841-7878. Order your Amplier and hear even a whisper.
Are you in debt? Imagine for a minute taking that overwhelming mound of mail and bills you get and tearing them to shreds and pieces. Now imagine taking that never-ending phone that rings and rings and rings with creditors and having it stop. If you want to take that dark cloud in your life and make it a sunny day, call the debt management experts at Genesis Financial today for a free confidential analysis. Our goal is to help you be completely debt-free in 3 to 5 years. When you sign up with us, you only write one check, not dozens, and you choose your own payment date. We'll stop all your late and over-limit fees and all the harassing phone calls. Call the debt management experts at nonprofit Genesis Financial right now. 800-981-7591, 800-981-7591, that's 800-981-7591.
And now, the man conservatives love to hate, it's Mike Malloy.
26 before the hour. Harold Pinter, who won the 2005 Nobel Prize for Literature, has a lengthy lecture posted at the Nobel website, nobelprize.org. And if you want to read the whole thing, when you get to nobelprize.org, look on the right side, Harold Pinter. And where it says Nobel Lecture, click on it. It's on the right, and it's rather lengthy. But just a few sentences out of it. He says, the invasion of Iraq was a bandit act, an act of blatant state terrorism, demonstrating absolute contempt for the concept of international law. The invasion was an arbitrary military action inspired by a series of lies upon lies and gross manipulation of the media and therefore of the public, an act intended to consolidate American military and economic control of the Middle East, masquerading as a last resort, all other justifications having failed to justify themselves, masquerading as liberation. A formidable assertion of military force responsible for the death and mutilation of thousands and thousands of innocent people. Now this is, you know, this is what we're faced with, right? We talk about this almost every night. And by the way, I would strongly recommend you read Harold Pinter's entire speech. Bush gave another speech today, and he acknowledged that reconstruction in Iraq, can you believe it? People are being blown to pieces, but he calls it reconstruction. He says it has proceeded with fits and starts. But he says spreading economic progress is lifting people's hopes for a democratic future. The man, truly, Nancy Pelosi is really right. The man has had a total break with reality. Would it not be correct to say that the people of Iraq aren't thinking about democratic future or economic progress? They're trying to make sure that when they go to the store, they don't get blown into red mist. Bush said today, in places like Mosul and the Najaf, residents are seeing tangible progress in their lives. They're gaining a personal stake in a peaceful future, and their confidence in Iraq's democracy is growing. Does this man not understand that Iraq is going to become the Islamic Republic of Iraq? It's going to be an extension, a third arm, an appendage of Iran? Does he not understand? Oh, Jesus. He went on to say the progress in these cities, Mosul and Najaf, is being replicated across much of Iraq. No, Mr. Bush, murder and mayhem is across much of Iraq. He goes on to say more of Iraq's people are seeing the real benefits that a democratic society can bring. Jesus, God. His speech was the second in the series of four put together by Peter Fever, his new speechwriter, to answer criticism and questions about the continuing U.S. presence in Iraq. He went on to say, Iraqis are beginning to see that a free life will be a better life. Reconstruction has not always gone as well as we had hoped, primarily because of the security challenges on the ground. No, Mr. Bush, because of the theft of billions of dollars by your vice president and other members of your corrupt, filthy administration. Oh, God. Nancy Pelosi said Bush really was out of touch with reality in Iraq. She said, just because he says things are improving doesn't make it so. Well, Nancy, it does to Bush. It's called magical thinking. Pelosi said, the president says the security situation on the ground is better. It is not. It is not. Not only that, but Bush's actions have made every single American's life more in danger than it was before this man ordered this invasion. Now, what they have out, they have a new 35-page booklet out titled Our National Strategy for Victory in Iraq. The Bush crime family released it a week ago when Bush gave the first speech at the U.S. Naval Academy in the series of four. The country is being led by a cabal of insane people who have placed at the top of the pyramid this dunce. Now, Bush didn't get the hoo-ahs from this audience. He was in front of the Council on Foreign Relations today. The hoo-ahs come when he speaks to the military, who are ordered to hoo-ah him. Anyway, it didn't take long to invoke 9/11, and in the same sentence, in Bush's inimitable way, compare what occurred on 9/11 to Pearl Harbor. Of course, the problem in his comparison is, unlike Japan, Iraq didn't attack us.
On September the 11th, 2001, our nation awoke to another sudden attack. In the space of just 102 minutes, More Americans were killed than we lost at Pearl Harbor.
Well, there it is.
Like generations before us, we accepted new responsibilities and we confronted new dangers with firm resolve. Like generations before us, we're taken to fight to those who attacked us.
The Iraqis?
And those who share their murderous vision for future attacks.
The Iraqis?
Like generations before us, we face setbacks on the path to victory.
There it is.
Yet we will fight this war without wavering. And like the generations before us, we will prevail.
Prevail? Prevail for what? For oil? There were no terrorists in Iraq before you recruited them, diphthong. Except Saddam, and he was terrorizing his own people. Murdering thousands because your father said, rise up, and we will support you. And the Shia rose up. And Bush Sr. turned his back, and Saddam went on a killing spree. And he did it with weapons provided by Dick Cheney and Donald Rumsfeld. These people are without souls. Why is Bush still trying to deceive the public by linking Iraq to 9/11? It's the same question and the same answer that you get when you say, why does a dog sit down and lick its own privates? Because it can.
The terrorists in Iraq share the same ideology as the terrorists who struck the United States on September the 11th, blew up commuters in London and Madrid, murdered tourists in Bali, killed workers in Riyadh, and slaughtered guests at a wedding in Amman, Jordan. This is an enemy without conscience. They cannot be appeased. If we're not fighting and destroying the enemy in Iraq, they would not be leading the quiet lives of good citizens. They would be plotting and killing our citizens across the world and within our own borders.
Oh, Christ.
By fighting the terrorists in Iraq, we are confronting a direct threat to the American people, and we will accept nothing less than complete victory.
There it is again. They would be plotting and killing our citizens across the world and within our own borders? What makes you think that? No Iraqi has ever attacked us. You know, Castro's a dictator too, and we've not suffered any Cuban attacks, have we? Just because a nation is led by a dictator doesn't mean the entire citizenry is out to kill Americans. Just because Bush was appointed president doesn't mean all Americans are on a crusade to kill Muslims. Although it must seem that way sometimes. Here's a bit of Peter fever in the propaganda speech, just for kicks.
Last week, my administration released a document called the National Strategy for Victory in Iraq.
Victory.
Our goal is victory.
Victory.
And victory will be achieved when the terrorists and Saddamists can no longer threaten Iraq's democracy.
Victory.
When the Iraqi security forces can provide for the safety of their own citizens.
Victory.
And when Iraq is not a safe haven for terrorists to plot new attacks against our nation.
Victory. When did the Iraqis plot any attack against the United States? Mr. Bush? The people who you want us to believe, or the neocons want us to believe, plotted the attack against this country are your family's business partners, the Saudis and the Bin Laden family.
I'm just a singer of simple songs. I'm not a real political man. I watch CNN, but I'm not sure I can tell you.
difference in our luck and our rain. But I know Jesus and I talk to God, and I remember this when I was young. Faith, hope, and love are some good things He gave us.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. A consumer alert was recently reported in a leading consumer testing magazine. It warns, if you're sensitive to dust, avoid bagless vacuums. I would never make a bagless vacuum because they're filthy. My 8-pound Orrick XL is hypoallergenic. Try one free for 30 days. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200. You'll breathe easier knowing it's an Orrick XL.
Why shop at Borders for holiday gifts? Let's compare.
I got you this toaster cozy that looks like a chicken, because I know you love chicken, and who doesn't like toast?
Or
I got you this Italian cookbook, because I know you loved Tuscany, and I know you love pasta.
At Borders, you'll find hundreds of thoughtful gifts for under $10. Borders, open up a season of surprises.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage. Just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly a 500,000 others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-500-6104. 1-800-500-6104. That's 1-800-500-6104.
The ability to remotely access your office PC from home or while traveling is a must. Problem is, solutions like PC Anywhere or VPNs are so limiting and difficult to use. Great news! Go to My PC, the easiest, most secure way to access your PC from anywhere all over the internet. You don't have to be a tech guru to figure it out. All you need is internet access, and you'll have complete and instant access to everything on your Office PC from anywhere. Simply log on to gotomypc.com, and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.gotomypc.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
If you run a retail business of any kind, a restaurant, a bar, a carpet store, even a tanning salon, just to name a few, and you need money to grow or run your business, let me explain how a new idea from a company called AmeriMerchant can help you get the money you need. When your customers spend money in your store, many of them use Visa and MasterCard, right? Well, what AmeriMerchant does is advance you money against those sales. For example, if your store does $25,000 in Visa or MasterCard sales, we'll advance you a portion of those monthly sales. You can use the money for any reason or purpose, but you must have a minimum of $5,000 a month in combined Visa or MasterCard sales to qualify. There are no closing costs. You can have the money in as little as 7 days, and we approve 90% of all qualified applicants, so call right now. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571.
The second pillar of peace and security in our world is the willingness of free nations to retain aggression and evil
by force.
Yeah, okay. 10 before the hour. Back to Bush addressing the Council on Foreign Relations today. Here's as close as he will ever come to admitting a mistake in Iraq. I'm sure somehow this is all Clinton's fault. But listen to the unintended irony in his comments about corruption.
Throughout Iraq, we're also seeing challenges common to young democracies.
Young democracies.
Corruption is a problem at both the national and local levels of the Iraqi government. We will not tolerate fraud.
Talk to Cheney.
So our embassy in Baghdad is helping to demand transparency and accountability for the money being invested in reconstruction.
Oh, my God.
We've helped the Iraqi people establish institutions like a Commission on Public Integrity.
Ooh.
And a stronger Supreme Board of Audit to improve oversight of the rebuilding process.
Oh, well, hallelujah.
Listen, the Iraqi people expect money to be spent openly and honestly. And so do the American people.
Are you listening, Jack Abramoff? Are you listening, Tom DeLay? Are you listening, Halliburton, Dick Cheney, Bechtel, Pappy Bush? Hello? Anybody home? And the closer Bush comes to admitting an error, the more he stutters.
Reconstruction has not always gone as well as we had hoped. Primarily because of the security challenges on the ground.
Security?
Rebuilding a nation devastated by a dictator is a large undertaking.
Yeah, we have to deal with it.
It's even harder when terrorists are trying to blow up that which the Iraqis are trying to build. We increased the amount of money our military commanders had at their disposal for flexible use.
Yeah, good. That's good. That's good. So there he was, at the Council on Foreign Relations. And here he brings up Lieberman, the new Zell Miller. What the hell was Gore thinking when he picked Lieberman?
One of those who's seen that progress is Democratic Senator Joe Lieberman. Senator Lieberman has traveled to Iraq 4 times in the past 17 months. In the article he wrote when he returned from his most recent trip, provides a clear description of the situation on the ground.
Oh, geez.
Here's what Senator Lieberman wrote about the Iraq he saw. Progress is visible and practical. There are many more cars on the streets.
Carrying bombs.
Satellite television dishes on the roofs.
Ooh.
And literally millions more cell phones in Iraq hands than before.
Wow, progress!
He writes, quote, what a colossal mistake it would be for America's bipartisan political leadership.
What?
To choose this moment in history to lose its will and, in a famous phrase, to seize defeat from the jaws of the coming victory. Senator Lieberman is right.
Oh, my God. Cell phones. Satellite dishes. Wow. I wonder if the Iraqis wish they had drinkable water and electricity and a steady food supply and hospitals with medicine and no more corpses rotting in the streets. Oh, no. According to Senator Lieberman, cell phones. Woo! We have you know why they have cell phones? Because we blew to hell their power grid and they can't operate a land-based phone system. Satellite dishes. Woo! Just like in, oh, I don't know, Tampa, Madison, New York, Atlanta. Woo! Cars on the streets. This is what Lieberman sees as progress? Oh, my God. Last one from Bush tonight. More wit and wisdom from Peter Fever. And listen to this massive contradiction on winning the war on terror.
Victory in Iraq will require continued sacrifice by our men and women in uniform.
Uh-huh.
And the continued determination of our citizens. There will be good days. And there will be bad days in this war.
Bad days?
I reject the pessimists in Washington who say we can't win this war.
You told Matt Lauer we couldn't!
Yet every day, we can be confident of the outcome because we know that freedom has got the power to overcome terror and tyranny.
Yeah, that's why Americans keep going to the polls. Despite Diebold, despite Scalia, we still have hope, Mr. Bush. I reject the pessimists in Washington who say you can't win the war. We can't win the war. Pessimists like you, you told Matt Lauer we can't win the war. There will be good days and there will be bad days. What's a bad day, Mr. Bush? When 45 more Iraqi civilians are blown into red mist, is that a bad day? Jesus.
Malloy on Air America Radio. This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
Have you heard about a new low in the Bush administration corruption scandals? Think of it as bat mitzvah corruption. In terms of sheer outrage, millionaire defense contractor David H. Brooks is a hard one to top. The New York Daily News reported that Brooks spent an estimated $10 million on his daughter's bat mitzvah reception. Aerosmith performed at the reception after reportedly earning a cool $2 million, and Kenny G, 50 Cent, Tom Petty, and the Eagles also played. Here's the real kicker. Brooks has reportedly made more than $250 million in wartime profits, and the government recalled thousands of defective bulletproof vests made by Brooks's company, DHB Industries, where he's the CEO. This man is a champion war profiteer. He has no shame. Cronyism and corruption have hit a new low. I'm Katrina Vandenhoevel from The Nation for Air America. For more, go to thenation.com.
Recently, the FDA approved a new ingredient to lower both total and LDL cholesterol. And believe it or not, it's not another drug. This new ingredient is 100% safe and natural, and you can find it in my new Colox formula. Plus, there's now a second ingredient approved to reduce your risk of heart disease and help Colox lower cholesterol even more effectively. And you don't have to take my word for it, since the two active ingredients in my new Colox and Solos formulas are the first non-drug therapies actually approved by our government to lower cholesterol and reduce your risk of heart disease. And today, one of them is free.
That's right, free. Call 800-311-FREE and discover how these products can help you lower your cholesterol over 20% or up to 60 points in 60 days. Call 1-800-311-FREE to order Colox and two free bottles of Solos with your first order. That's over $80 in product free. Call now, 800-311-FREE, or visit us on the web at www.colox.com. That's C-H-O-L-O-X.com.
If you're one of the millions of Americans that suffers from acne or knows a friend or a loved one suffering, please turn up your radio and take down this life-changing information. Introducing Epiclear, the revolutionary new advanced skin treatment imported from Europe, formulated to help get rid of pimples and prevent further breakouts. Great for all ages and most skin irritations, Epiclear is doing something that no other acne treatment formula has ever done. Ever. We're so confident that Epiclear will clear up your skin that we're willing to let you try it for free. That's right, you heard free, and we mean free. Over a $70 value delivered without a prescription right to your house.
Call now while free supplies last at 1-800-701-3026. Nothing to risk and everything to gain. Call Epiclear at 1-800-701-3026. That was 1-800-701-3026. Limit one order per household, please. Call 1-800-701-3026. Shipping and handling not included.
Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley. There was no bomb found in the carry-on bag of a man who was shot and killed by a federal air marshal at Miami International Airport today. Officials say the man claimed to have a bomb in the bag. Homeland Security Department spokesman is saying the man was a 44-year-old citizen. They say the passenger did not comply when ordered onto the ground and was shot apparently after reaching into a bag. A passenger on the plane says, though, she saw the man running frantically up the aisle before he was shot, and she says a woman, apparently the man's wife, said that he suffered from bipolar disorder and had not taken his medication. The United States has 413 satellites in space, snooping for the government, checking on the weather, and relaying music and other programming. The 413 is more than the 382 satellites the whole rest of the world has in Earth orbit. This inventory, developed by the Union of Concerned Scientists, released today, provides details on some of the Pentagon's most secret satellites, which may gather images in the dark or take high-resolution pictures from 12,000 miles away. This material, gotten from corporations, academics, governments, and satellite watchers, who as a hobby watch the night skies. The group's inventory lists 21 different details on satellites with missions ranging from weather forecasting to transmitting music and news. Perhaps most controversially, the repository includes what is known about top-secret spy satellites run by the U.S. and other governments. The Union of Concerned Scientists opposes space-based weapons and destructive weapons that target satellites even from the ground. It made the data public to start a dialogue, they said, about the best use of space. The group is reasonably sure it knows about most, if not all, satellites because their launches are major events and they're supposed to be registered with the United Nations. Former British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher has been admitted to the hospital after feeling faint. A spokesman for Britain's Conservative Party says she is being kept there overnight as a precaution. Thatcher, who is 80, governed Britain from 1979 to 1990. Democrats are saying George Bush is not telling the full story, talking about scattered progress in reconstructing Iraq. He told a think tank today in Washington, people in parts of Iraq are seeing tangible progress. But Harry Reid, the Senate's top Democrat, says those are just isolated examples. The prosecutor has been looking into the leak of a CIA officer's identity back before a federal grand jury in Washington today. White House advisor Karl Rove is still under investigation. Dick Cheney's former chief of staff, Louis Libby, was indicted in October. But no statement, no comment from the prosecutor about what was done before the grand jury today. Opponents of gay marriage delivered petitions of more than 170,000 signatures to the Massachusetts Secretary of State today, part of an effort to get an initiative onto the ballot in 2008 that would eliminate gay marriage in Massachusetts. This is Air America Radio News.
Are you working 8-hour days, fighting traffic and long commutes? How would you like to work from home and never have to worry about finances again? Now you can. Cindy is a mother of three beautiful kids and used to clean houses for a living to make ends meet. She found out about HomeBiz6.com. Her first month full-time, she earned $2,500. Her income increased about $1,000 per month and now earns $16,000 a month. Tori says, "Before I started my own business, I worked 10-hour days in a high-pressure job. I wore out my car commuting back and forth to work. Now I make over $100,000 a year in my pajamas." Go to HomeBiz6.com. Order a free, no-obligation work-from-home training package. Shipping not included. That's HomeBiz6.com. Tracy, a restaurant manager who came home to be a full-time mom, made $1,000 her first month and was earning $5,000 a month just 6 months in the business. Get free information now. Log on to HomeBiz6.com. That's HomeBiz6.com.
Attention, all Americans without dental coverage. Now you can save from 20 to 50% or more off your dental bill with the People's Dental Plan. Just log on to www.savemysmile.com to get your money-saving membership today. This discount plan saves you money on virtually all dental procedures, cleanings, root canals, braces, fillings, x-rays, crowns, and more at over 24,000 locations nationwide. Membership costs just $9.95 a month and covers your whole family with no limits on use, so it could more than pay for itself the very first time you visit the dentist. Important, you can save from 20 to 50% or more on virtually all dental procedures. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Log on to SaveMySmile.com and get your People's Dental Plan membership today. Offered through People's Benefit Services, Inc., not an insurance plan.
So, isn't this a nice restaurant?
It's fabulous, but...
What? You were wondering if I brought enough cash?
Well, no, but...
No worries. I've got the Dynasys Visa prepaid card. It's good anywhere Visa debit is accepted.
Great, but...
And the Dynasys card is so legit, it's the player's choice of prepaid cards.
But, baby...
Yeah.
Who are all these guys?
Them? That's Vladimir Guerrero, Frank Thomas, Pedro Martinez, Kurt Schilling, Greg Maddox, and that there is my man, Pudge Rodriguez.
Well, your man...
What?
Won't let me eat my dinner.
Yo, Pudge, quit blocking the plate.
Dynasys Visa prepaid card. No credit checks, no bank account needed. Call 1-800-406-3636 to get yours today. Loaded at thousands of retailers. Use it online, pay bills, or get cash at ATMs. Dynasys, the card you deserve, the name you trust. Call 1-800-406-3636. That's 1-800-406-3636. Official licensee Major League Baseball Players Association. Issued by MetaBank, Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
Welcome back. It's about six and a half past the hour. Regarding the cell phones that Joe Lieberman sees as a remarkable sign of progress in Iraq, our friend Mike in Minneapolis or St. Paul, oh, what the hell, Mike, emails the following. It's an excerpt from an article someplace. It says this. Regarding those cell phones, the features of the Euro GSM cell phone system employed by the winning Auchi-backed companies are proving to be deadly. The Iraqi cell phone system seems to be very useful for terrorists inside Iraq to set off explosive devices and booby traps, something that would be much more difficult if the Iraqi system used the competing U.S. standard CDMA system. Well, what do you know about that? Thanks, Mike. All right, we just have a couple more here that I want you to hear, and in fact, too. They're both from McClellan. And again, nothing that this toad says any longer is surprising. What is surprising to me, truly, and I mean it, is that anybody shows up for these press conferences. They are not press conferences. I don't know. The sense I get is that the White House press corps is like a mob beating against the castle walls, demanding bread and water, and McClellan stands there with a metaphoric barrel of boiling oil, and he keeps ladling it onto these poor bastards, and they just keep coming back for more. And in case you ever doubted the Bush cabal's real intentions in Iraq, McClellan makes it clear in today's briefing. A reporter begins, and then Helen Thomas continues, asking Snotty Scotty about the lie that Bush and company tried to sell the American people about Iraq paying for its own reconstruction, you know, after we blew it all to hell. The reporter says, Scott, in the Iraq's reconstruction costs, how much of that should be paid for by Iraq with its oil revenues?
You might want to go and look at our national strategy for victory in Iraq.
Victory.
You can go to the White House website, whitehouse.gov, and look it up. And it talks about the oil sector and the progress that's being made there, and talks about electricity as well within there, and it lays out some of the challenges that lie ahead in terms of specific amounts. I mean, the oil production recently has been relatively steady, but there are challenges we still need to address with that. Go ahead, Helen.
How much do the American oil companies expect to get out of this oil? I mean, I understand they're negotiating for about 66%. A lion's share of being able to take it over.
I don't speak for those companies. You'd have to ask them.
Are they negotiating now?
Well, I think it's up to the Iraqi government and the Iraqi people to determine what relationships and partnerships they build.
But they're not free to do these determining. We're in control of Iraq.
No, no, they are in control of their oil resources.
Sure they are, Scotty. They are in control of their oil resources? You mean Halliburton and Shalabi? People like that? Is that what you mean, Scott? As to the question of mistakes this administration has made in Iraq, as you listen to this back and forth, you got to wonder, is Lieberman now on the White House payroll? Reporter starts it out by saying, Scott, last week in Annapolis, the president talked about in terms of military, Iraqi military and security forces training. The changes had to be made because what was being done was not effective. Today, talking about infrastructure, he made the same comment saying changes have got to be made because what was being done was not effective. And today, Scott, you used the phrase adapt and adjust. Are all these the administration's way of saying mistakes were made?
Well, I think the president quoted Senator Lieberman in his remarks earlier today, and he talked about how Senator Lieberman said mistakes have been made.
Oh.
But then Senator Lieberman went on to say the bigger mistake would be that we not follow through on what we're trying to accomplish in Iraq. That would be a colossal mistake.
Oh.
It would create a safe haven for terrorists to plan and plot attacks against Americans. And the president in his remarks said in that whole portion that Senator Lieberman is right.
Uh-huh.
In terms of decisions that have been made, and historians are going to look back and make judgments in terms of the decisions that were made in the aftermath of going in to Iraq.
Would you say from that podium that this administration has made mistakes in pursuing this war?
In pursuing this war? Well, I mean, the president talked about how we'd learned from experience, and he said, as Senator Lieberman said, that we've made mistakes, and he said he's right. And so, yes, I mean, but in terms of making judgments about what those are, I mean, that is, I don't think you can judge that at this time.
Ah, but Scotty, you little quackerhead, I think you can judge that at this time. How many dead and maimed? What about those last throws? What about weapons of mass destruction? What about our troops being greeted with flowers and hugs? Was anything true in your judgments, Mr. McClellan, about this filthy invasion? You don't have to be a weatherman, Scotty, to know which way the wind's blowing. And you don't have to be a historian to see a disaster unfolding right in front of your own eyes. Now, regarding this president's speech on Iraq reconstruction, Henry Waxman issued a statement today. Here it is. The president's claims today are mind-boggling. Either he doesn't understand the facts or simply doesn't want to face them. The reconstruction of Iraq has been an enormous boondoggle, not an example of, quote, quiet, steady progress, end quote. Halliburton has repeatedly overcharged American taxpayers through fraud, waste, and abuse. The U.S. officials in charge of the reconstruction have been incompetent, in some cases corrupt. Billions of dollars have disappeared, been squandered without increasing oil or electricity production. In terms of lack of progress, massive spending on reconstruction has produced little or no progress in key sectors like electricity and oil, despite a $2.2 billion investment in Iraq's oil infrastructure. Production and export levels have actually dropped below pre-war levels. And despite the $4.4 billion the Bush administration spent to boost Iraq's electricity production, it has fallen far short of its goal of 6,000 megawatts of peak output capacity. In fact, the administration has conceded, quote, we'll never meet demand, end quote. Iraqis living in Baghdad typically have 2 hours of power, followed by 4 hours without power throughout the day. God, but they have cell phones. Rampant overcharges and lax oversight. Waxman says large government contractors like Halliburton Halliburton have repeatedly overcharged U.S. taxpayer. Auditors at the Defense Contract Audit Agency have identified over $1.4 billion in unsupported charges by Halliburton and Iraq. Whistleblowers have testified about $100 bags of laundry, $45 cases of soda, $85,000 trucks being abandoned because of a flat tire. Last month, the Defense Department paid Halliburton $130 million in bonuses. As far as management, the Bush administration's management of the reconstruction of Iraq has been fundamentally incompetent. Billion-dollar contracts were awarded with little or no competition to favored contractors. Competition for discrete reconstruction projects was suppressed by dividing Iraq into a handful of fiefdoms and awarding lucrative monopoly contracts to companies that never had to compete against each other for specific reconstruction tasks. And between May 2003 and June 2004, U.S. officials shipped nearly $12 billion in cash to Iraq. It's all gone.
Even while the children die. Come on, Obama wedding boy, you've been a naughty gal, you put your weapons down. I am the con man, they are the con men. I am the maggot, loot, loot the dukes. Loot, loot the dukes, loot, loot the dukes, loot.
You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Are you losing your hair? Fight back with Avacor, now with Boost, which gives you visibly thicker hair with the first application.
I'm 20 years old and I've been losing my hair for 3 years. I started using Avacor and my hair stopped falling out. It's working.
Well, I'm 72 years old and I can tell you honestly, I have a fuller, healthier head of hair now than I did when I was 18 years old. Avacor really works.
Whether you're 20, 72, or any age in between, Avacor works. An Avacor Boost will improve your hair's appearance the same day you receive your order. Call now and find out how you can get 3 months of Avacor free with your order. Call 1-800-654-2511. That's 1-800-654-2511. This is a limited time offer, so call right now. 1-800-654-2511. That's 1-800-654-2511.
Mom just turned 82. I really worry about her living alone.
My mom's 74. This is the first year she's going to be on her own. It's pretty scary.
My dad's 88. He's in great shape, but I still need to check on him several times a day.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But if you're a child of one of them, you worry. What would happen if they became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a phone? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed, but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to their residents. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day. For a free brochure, call 1-800-401-8833. That's 1-800-401-8833. Act now and receive a smoke detector with free 24-hour monitoring when you subscribe. 1-800-401-8833.
Ever send an email that you wish you could get back? We've all had it. Send or regret. That feeling you get right after you send an email with the wrong attachment, the wrong information, or to the wrong person. Now you can get those emails back with Big String, the world's first recallable, erasable, self-destructing email. Big String lets you send emails that self-destruct, can't be printed, can't be saved, can't be forwarded. Now you can have the ultimate in email privacy and control for yourself or your business. Now you can self-destruct or change your email after it's already been sent or read. You'll never have to worry about an embarrassing email again. It's your email. And you should decide who gets to read it and for how long. Send important emails, pictures, and documents with total peace of mind that Big String is protecting you. Protect your privacy and take control of your email. Act now and get an extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free. To get your extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free, go to BigString2.com. That's BigString, the number 2.com. BigString2.com for total email privacy and control.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
The people who provide Care One Credit Counseling Services know how to help you get out of debt and get on with your life. So call now, 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019. We can help you stop the collection calls, pay off your debt sooner, and save up to 57% every month.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. Gather up your bills and talk to the people who can help, to the people who care. Call Care One Credit Counseling now. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
End your day streaming with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
It's about 22 past the hour. Let's do some phone calls here. We have more ground to cover, but I know folks have been holding on here for a while. So let's do it. Let's start with Tony in New York. Tony, welcome to the program. Tony? Okay, let's put Tony on hold, and we'll come back to Tony in a minute. And let's go to Chuck, who's calling in from Fayetteville, North Carolina. Hey, Chuck. Chuck, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. I've been on before. I don't know if you remember, but anyway.
From the Quaker House?
That's right.
Yes, sir. Of course I remember it. Thanks for your newsletter.
You actually read it?
Well, sure I read it.
I'm flattered and thrilled.
Well, aren't you sending it to me every month?
Well, no, just when it comes out. It doesn't come out every month.
Oh, okay.
I'm glad it seems like it every month.
Well, I just got one recently. When I say recently...
Okay, a few weeks ago.
Yeah, within the past 2 or 3 weeks. Yeah, I know who you are, Chuck, yes.
Okay, well...
thank you for sending that to me.
Sure. Well, I want to talk about the Iraq hostages.
Sure.
Because one of them, Tom Fox, is a friend of mine and a fellow Quaker. We go back 20 years or so. Our kids grew up together.
Well, now, he's one of the people recently seized.
He was taken captive by a group that nobody ever heard of, with three other peace workers in Iraq who've been moving around doing, they've been opposing the U.S. occupation. They were among the first to blow the whistle about torture at Abu Ghraib, although nobody listened to them for several months. And they've been working with victims and internal refugees. You know, they actually visited Fallujah after the fighting there and tried to help people. And they've been doing all this unarmed. They're real. They're serious, sort of Christian folks. I mean, you might think they're kind of crazy to do this, but they just, this is what they feel real peacemakers do, and they understand the risks.
May I interrupt for a second,
sure.
Chuck? I'm not trying to trivialize anything, but I've read something else about these people in the national press, I guess, and
okay.
I don't know what to say about the fact that you know one of the hostages, except my heart goes out to both you and him. But I can't help but say this. There's a part of me that firmly believes that the Sunni death squads that I feel were trained by Negroponte when he was our temporary ambassador there are responsible for these kind of kidnappings. I don't think, I honestly don't think, and I base this on nothing except my deep and abiding contempt and disgust for anything connected to the Bush crime family. I cannot believe that the insurgents are kidnapping people who are working in the interests of the people of Iraq to the degree that these people you're talking about are working in the interests of the people of Iraq. This stinks to high heaven and smells to me like a Bush operation. Having said that, let me just go back, let it go back to you. It's
okay.
your
phone call. Anything is possible.
Right.
This group has never been heard of before, so we don't know who they're connected with. We don't know what their real agenda is. but we're sort of trying to appeal to them as if they were faithful Muslims. And there have been, it's an amazing thing. We set up a website called freethecaptivesnow.org to try to help urge people to speak up for this. And in the course of this, we got an online petition. There's like almost 40,000 names on it now. And there have been a whole bunch of pretty radical Muslims who have signed on to this and said, have appealed to these folks in Iraq to release these captives. It's amazing. I never thought in my wildest dreams that pacifist Quakers would be lined up on the same side as people from Hezbollah and the Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigade. But by golly, the Al-Aqsa people have put out a statement in Palestine saying these folks have been friends to the Palestinian people. They have been friends to the Iraqi people. They're peaceful. They're legitimate. Let them go. It's just amazing. And I hope that they get out of this alive and soon. But if something happens and they don't, they have still set an example of peacemaking that I think is really something amazing. So can I just say freethecaptivesnow.org, folks?
Oh, absolutely. Freethecaptivesnow.org. That's the website?
That's the website.
Okay.
And it's been an amazing experience. I sure hope they get out all right. It's something I've been worrying about it and working on it day and night because, like I say, Tom is a personal friend of mine. And I mean, I would have supported his witness even if he wasn't, but it's an eerie sensation here because, you know, at Quaker House, we do this work with soldiers who are trying to get out of this trap of war all the time, and we see what a terrible price soldiers and military families even here are paying because of this immoral and unchristian war. But those are people, even though we often feel strongly identified with them in their distress, they're not family, so to speak. And mm-hmm. And now all of a sudden, here's a guy who is family and is really following a similar path to mine. Mine brought me here. His brought him to Iraq.
I hear you loud and clear, Chuck. Real quickly, say the website again.
Sure. Thanks very much, Mike. It's freethecaptivesnow.org, and keep on keeping on, Mike.
Thanks, Chuck. Stay in touch. We'll be right back.
We will work for
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Why shop at Borders for holiday gifts? Let's compare.
I hope you'll think of me every time you use this 9-volt variable speed executive nose hair trimmer.
Or
I hope you'll think of me every time you listen to this CD of romantic piano concertos.
At Borders, you'll find hundreds of thoughtful gifts for under $10. Borders, open up a season of surprises.
Recently, the FDA approved a new ingredient to lower both total and LDL cholesterol. And believe it or not, it's not another drug. This new ingredient is 100% safe and natural, and you can find it in my new Colox formula. Plus, there's now a second ingredient approved to reduce your risk of heart disease and help Colox lower cholesterol even more effectively. And you don't have to take my word for it, since the two active ingredients in my new Colox and Solos formulas are the first non-drug therapies actually approved by our government to lower cholesterol and reduce your risk of heart disease. And today, one of them is free.
That's right, free. Call 800-311-FREE and discover how these products can help you lower your cholesterol over 20% or up to 60 points in 60 days. Call 1-800-311-FREE to order Colox and two free bottles of Solos with your first order. That's over $80 in product free. Call now, 800-311-FREE, or visit us on the web at www.colox.com. That's C-H-O-L-O-X.com.
Did you know that most vacuums sold today spew dust and bacteria back into the air your family breathes? It's disgusting, I know. Hi, I'm David Orrick, and I want to assure you that my 8-pound Orrick XL does not blow dirt back into the air. For a healthier environment, you want a hypoallergenic Orrick XL. Call me at 1-800-989-4200 for a free 30-day trial. 1-800-989-4200. I promise, my Orrick XL won't blow dirt back into the air. Ever.
If you need a better way to present or collaborate during your conference calls, the solution is simple. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. During your call, everyone logs on to GoToMeeting.com and your computer desktop shows up on their computer screen. It's perfect for sales or product demos, training, or real-time collaboration. It's just like you're all in the same room. GoToMeeting is so easy, all you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And it's affordable. You're not charged per minute like other providers, so meet as often as you want for as long as you need for one low monthly rate. With GoToMeeting, you can meet with anyone, anywhere, without leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com. Click the radio microphone and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
You know, people pay as much as $48 for a pound of gourmet coffee, as much as $150 for a diet pill. Well, what if we combine the two into a great-tasting coffee that guarantees you'll lose weight? Well, we have, and it's called Slim Cafe. A combination of seven safe and effective diet ingredients blended into a gourmet coffee. This 28-ounce bag of Slim Cafe is a 45-day supply. Simply replace your coffee with ours and watch those pounds fade away. And if you don't lose 5 or 10 pounds, well, return it for a full refund, no questions asked. Get started on your own weight loss program by calling toll-free now. You'll get a 45-day supply of delicious Slim Cafe for only $39.95. And remember, if you don't start losing pounds, return it for a full refund. Call now and start your day with Slim Cafe. Call toll-free right now, 1-800-399-6220. That's 1-800-399-6220. Call now, 1-800-399-6220.
If you're considering a loan or bankruptcy to get out of debt, it's time for you to stop and think about how your decision will affect your finances and your credit rating. Before you do anything, talk to the experts at Trinity First. They'll provide you with a free debt analysis and a proven plan to get you out of debt.
We owe thousands in credit card debt. Those past due notices were piling up, and the collection calls were getting ugly.
Trinity looked at our situation and put us on a plan.
We started saving money, and we stopped dodging phone calls.
Trinity gave us one monthly payment we could handle.
They reduced our interest, so over time, we saved thousands.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity.
We did. Now we're debt-free for keeps.
Trinity!
Call the experts at Trinity for your free debt analysis at 800-936-7649. That's 800-936-7649. Call now, 800-936-7649. How much would it cost your small business if your computers crashed? A federal agency reports that half of the businesses who lost their data center for 10 days or longer filed for bankruptcy. Don't let this happen to you. Omnitech gives you 24/7 computer support. They'll back up your data nightly, stop viruses and hackers, and when your computer crashes, they guarantee to have you up and running within 24 hours for any reason.
Our servers blew due to a power surge, and we thought we lost our customer list. It saved our business that Omnitech had them backed up.
My employees used to wait for hours for tech support, but since we switched to Omnitech, problems get resolved quickly.
Give your employees a single toll-free number to reach a Microsoft-certified technician who will fix any computer problem day or night while they're on the phone. With Omnitech, you'll have an IT army for less than the cost of your morning cup of coffee. Try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 800-936-6132 for your free trial. 800-936-6132. Call now, 800-936-6132.
We cannot let terrorists and rogue nations hold this nation hostile or hold our allies hostile.
Oh, Jesus.
Break my
I'm so sick of this stupidity. I'm sick of the blatant lies and the deception and the bastardization of language and the corruption of anything that this country claimed that it stood for over the past 230 years. So many of those claims were extremely empty. They were nothing but rhetoric. But the claims were made. You know, there was a standard to which supposedly, I guess, we were supposed to aspire. But I'm so sick of this dumb bastard. I am just so sick of him. I'm so sick of his lies, his murderous attitude. I'm sick of his ignorance, his stupidity, his rhetoric. I'm sick of the people around him. I haven't felt this way about a national leader ever in this country. Ever. Ever. He stinks. This man stinks. Bush. But don't you feel the way? I know you do. Not you right-wingers. To hell with you. I'm talking about normal people. Aren't you sick of it? Aren't you, every time you hear his voice, every time you see that blank bovine stare on his face, every time you think about the poison his mother's uterus has spewed out on this planet with her four degenerate sons, every time you think about the old man who is responsible for how much death on this planet, how could one family, be responsible for so much murder, so much death and killing and blood? God, I'm sick of him. I'm sick of this one. My eyeballs are ready to fall out of my cheeks. I am so tired of this man and his gross stupidity, his ineptitude, his ignorance, his evil, evil, sickening, inability to lead. Every time Kathy plays one of those sound bites, it just that we play during the return after the commercial break, I just sit here and I just start to crush whatever little cheap ass pen I have in my hand. I can't stand him. I just can't stand him. Ron is calling from Pennsylvania. Ron, welcome to the program. Thanks for your patience.
Hey.
Hey, Ron.
How you doing, Mike?
Doing all right, sir. How are you?
Well, I'm feeling a little funny. I just learned something today. My wife told me about a ruling that the Supreme Court handed down. I'm actually reading something else about it. What they've done is they've allowed the Supreme Court's basically said that it can go after people who have student loans that are 10 years old, mm-hmm. and basically take up to 15% of their Social Security payments away from them.
Social Security payments?
Yeah, there's a fellow from Seattle, his name is Lockhart, who went against the United States with regard to like his monthly Social Security check being reduced from what, 870 something to it was 874 mm-hmm. monthly. Check.
So 15% was, how old is this guy?
He is 67 and he's disabled.
When did he this is a student loan?
Yeah, it was like from a student loan. He had student loans from the 80s, in I guess it was 77,000 in unpaid loans.
Well,
he was living in public housing and he's 67 years old.
So when he was in his 40s is when he accumulated the
right.
Okay.
Right.
All right.
He's like disabled living in public housing, and basically, you know, the Supreme Court said, yeah, we can start taking his Social Security.
Well, regardless of the circumstances, and I'm sure there are circumstances there, that seems to me to be kind of a ripping and shredding of what Social Security is all about. I mean, these bastards will stop at nothing.
Well, there were some articles that were saying that there were protections up until like 96. I think Bush 1 put some legislation through to reduce the something about they had like a 10-year limitation
right.
before they could take money from but the original, you know, draft of Social Security from the 30s basically is saying like, you know, you can't use it to like offset debts.
Right.
So basically, well, hey, I'm telling you, the reason why I'm calling is because, you know, I'm in my 40s. I have like over $100,000 in like student loan debt, and I'm unemployed. And I read that, and you know, it just made me feel like, you know, oh my God, I have a 3-year-old kid. You know, I'm living in a little apartment. You know, it emptied me.
Yeah.
I felt trapped. I feel trapped. I just, oh God, I just had a huge blowout with my wife. It's just like, it's horrible. I mean, I don't even know what country I'm living in anymore. I mean, you know, I've done everything in my power. You know, I've gone back to school several times. I've changed, you know, jobs. And I've been working. And I just, you know, I watched my father, like, in the 70s get laid off, and and the hardships around that, and just the way the country's been deindustrialized, and we have no base upon which to, you know, have any power in our grievances, and I'm stunned.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel stunned. I'm like, oh my, I'm literally shaking inside. I'm just like, going, how am I gonna pay that off? I mean, right now they want like 400 and something a month for me, and it's like I'm unemployed. So luckily I'm in unemployment deferment. But you know, what does that mean for me, like in 20 years? You know, say I become disabled. What does that mean?
Right.
I don't collect any Social Security. Is the safety net gone?
What skills? I mean, what is your education consist of? What have you? How do you normally earn a living?
I was an adjunct professor. I got English degrees and stuff, and you know, I taught at colleges. And I don't know if you know anything about adjuncting work. There's definitely a lot of union activity around that, but it's sort of like you're a paid hand, you're a second class citizen. You go and you teach courses in these colleges, you know, at about 38% of what, you know, people who are tenured make teaching the same courses. And I did that for about 6 years, and after, like, graduate school, and I felt I was digging myself into a hole. Plus, you know, it's like, yeah, my wife wanted to, you know, bring in another life under the planet, so I had to get some sort of job with benefits and that sort of stuff, so... Yeah, I started doing other kinds of work other than teaching, and you know, I subbed for a school district for a while, and that initially that was like $40, you know, a day to sub.
Well, what's stopping you from signing on as? I'm not offering job counseling here, but
I'm sorry to bring that up.
No, that's all right. What is stopping you from signing on to be like a tenured if they have that in PA? High school English teacher.
That's actually what I've done. There's a program that the state of PA has for interning, you know, people with degrees into. But you know, there's no jobs.
There's no jobs for. You mean there's no budget for the jobs?
The certification, intern certification program that they have at the state of Pennsylvania. They've had it since '69.
Mm-hmm.
I've talked to people like superintendents in school districts that don't even know anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why it's becoming sort of like a hot button issue here with the school districts is because the state of Pennsylvania just recently decided to do away with what they call emergency certifications,
mm-hmm.
which is, you know, like something that you would use to sub. Like, well, when I initially subbed in like Philadelphia, I did it under a emergency certification.
Mm-hmm.
And substituting in Philadelphia is definitely an experiment, and patients believe.
All right. Well, what's your next move? What have you got in mind, Ron?
Right now I wrote a letter to a superintendent to a school today. I just have to keep at it. You know, I have to pay rent, and my next move is to do the next right thing, I guess. You know. Just keep looking for work.
Does your wife work?
Yeah, she does like freelance stuff. She's like a freelance medical writer, and
mm-hmm.
and she actually is doing like adult literacy for a local university here. But that's only like part time.
And you said, did I hear you say the stress is causing hassles between you and her?
Oh my God, yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's because it's, you know, things like these, reports like these, I mean, it's just, you know, it breaks your heart. And I kind of, you know, I lose my cool because mm-hmm. because it scares the hell out of me, to tell you the truth.
Even though it doesn't affect you now, obviously, and with any hope, I mean, with any...
I have some older student loans, so it could affect me. I mean, you know, if say, for instance, I did something, you know, by the, you know, trick of fate, I end up, you know, disabled.
Right, yeah. And I mean, it doesn't affect you right now. It's
no, like... I'm probably, like, you know, like, being a little... jumping the gun, being nervous about it, but you know, it's like one of those things. When you're down,
it's hard to tell which direction is up. I certainly understand that. I've gone through periods of massive unemployment, where I couldn't get a job, to the point when I was a single parent, there's a couple of times when I seriously came very close to applying for food stamps. And I'm talking about, you know, I'm talking about 12, 14 years ago. I've been in talk radio for 20 years, but there were spaces where I couldn't get a job because of my point of view, because of a limited market. And at the time, I had like a 7-year-old kid I was trying to raise on my own. And so, you know, I know what you're saying. I don't know what to tell you, Ron.
Don't worry, Mike. I just talking to you, it's just like, it's a thanks. Yeah, I feel
right.
A little charge inside.
Stay in touch, okay?
Take care.
All right, Ron.
Break. He works all day, every day. My brother needs a place and a job where he can make enough money to take care of his baby. Here's a simple...
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Why shop at Borders for holiday gifts? Let's compare.
I thought this wet dry vac would be perfect for you because you impress me as a person who will vacuum in any condition.
Or
I thought this James Patterson novel would be perfect for you because you impress me as a person of mystery and intrigue.
At Borders, you'll find hundreds of thoughtful gifts for under $10. Borders, open up a season of surprises.
Have you experienced a random act of kindness? Someone you haven't seen for years suddenly come back into your life? Do you know a positive story that inspired or motivated you? Aleve invites you to share your good news at AleveGoodNews.com. For years, Aleve has been devoted to providing good news for people with arthritis pain. Now, Aleve invites you to share your good news at AleveGoodNews.com.
Use it directed for minor arthritis pain.
All your critical information is on your office PC. To work from home or while traveling, you have to copy everything to disk, email files to yourself, or sync up your laptop. What a hassle. Here's your solution. GoToMyPC, the easiest, most secure access solution on the market. With GoToMyPC, you can access your office PC from anywhere in the world, all over the internet. Log on to GoToMyPC.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. All you need is internet access, no additional software, and it works automatically with firewalls. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.GoToMyPC.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code America. That's GoToMyPC.com. Radio listener link, promo America. Try GoToMyPC free today.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier. Tell him you don't want to pay for the product. You just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if, you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it. Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they will send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals, cravings, and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, a capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules, just in case you are worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-684-5908. That's 1-800-684-5908. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-684-5908 now.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
Takes the solving the issue about solvency farther down the road than that any other president.
It's about 9 before the hour. The case Ron was talking about, Cindy sent me the article from peoplepc.com. I guess is where one place you can find it, or home.peoplepc.com. I'm sure it's an AP story, but the Supreme Court ruled unanimously that America's seniors and disabled cannot escape old student loan debts. So that allows the Bush crime family now to go after Social Security benefits as part of this effort to collect delinquent loans. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. 15% is what they can take. This was a case that went to the Supreme Court, and it was decided against, as Ron pointed out, a disabled 67-year-old Seattle man who lives in public housing and had sued, claiming he needed all of his $874 monthly check to pay for food and medicine. And the Bush crime family said, go screw yourself, you old bastard. We're going to take some of your money. My God. AARP is a little bit upset. Said they don't know how many elderly or disabled people could lose some of their monthly checks if the government decides to go after them. It's astonishing. In most civilized, industrialized Western societies, and maybe not just Western anymore, I don't even know the terminology any longer. But governments are set up to take care of people. Governments work to support the air people breathe, or their job security, or the water they drink, or their investment portfolio, or their old age retirement, or something. In this country, Jesus God, how mean-spirited is that? How Christian is that, huh? You phony bastards. Oh God, I hate you. This 10-year limit was rescinded in 1996, Republican Congress, and of course, who signed it? Who signed the bill? Yeah, that great liberal Bill Clinton. My God. I have a hard time with that. Kind of like Ron there. Just a real hard time believing. It means you can take Social Security benefits from someone who's 90 years old and living on a small amount of money, said Brian Wolfman, director of the Public Citizen Litigating Group. The losers here, Wolfman said, are clearly older Social Security beneficiaries. Jesus. Thanks, President Clinton! I mean, I expect this kind of crap out of Republicans. That's the party of family values. Well, I guess the answer to that from the conservatives is this particular guy and any of these people shouldn't run up student loans, right? Huh? If you can't afford to go to school. Don't go. Go get a job in a factory. Well, wait a minute. We don't have any factories yet. All right, go get a job in Walmart. So here's this guy, James Lockhart, 67 years old. Has about $77,000 in unpaid loans. Oh, well, how about just taking 1%? No, how about taking 1/1,000th of 1% of the money that has gone down the toilet in Iraq or into the pockets of Dick Cheney's Halliburton or George Shultz's Bechtel or wherever it's going? Just take 1/1,000th of 1%. Okay, 1/100th of 1%, and use it to pay off. What is the total of outstanding loans, student loans? It says here the Bush administration argued that the ability to withhold Social Security benefits is an important tool in the pursuit of $5.7 billion in student loan debt that is over 10 years old. $5.7 billion. Christ, that's a month's operations for Halliburton. They steal that much in a month. The Bush administration argued that the ability to take from old or disabled people part of their benefits is an important tool. Ah, yes, sons of bitches. Oh, you filthy, filthy, filthy sons of bitches. Well, Ron, stay in touch. I don't know. I guess I want to say something snotty, like I'll see you at the barricades, you know, eventually. Eventually. Wow. Okay, well, we're about ready for a break, aren't we? I, you know, all of a sudden I feel like I need a shower after reading this article. All right, your phone calls when we come back, and we'll continue this madness right after the break here at the top of the hour. I'm not feeling very good today. How about you? I mean mentally, huh? How about you? Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
America Radio.
You're telling this committee you didn't know your statements were false.
No, Senator, I did not.
You're under oath?
I know that.
Well, look right here in The Nation magazine. All that claptrap was debunked.
I don't read The Nation.
Nobody told you about it?
Nobody in the White House reads The Nation.
Well, maybe they should. I think the American people assume these decisions you make are based on fact.
That's not the way we operate.
Oh, I am getting you guys The Nation.
Don't waste your money.
Oh, it doesn't take money. A four-week mini subscription is free.
I don't want a four-week mini subscription free.
You'd rather remain in ignorance?
I'd rather remain in my job.
You're saying they fire you for reading The Nation.
Not for reading it, Senator. Just for being seen with it.
Go to readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863 and accept our free mini subscription. That's readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863.
You be the judge. New FlexoFactor helps promote joint strength, flexibility, lubrication, range of motion, and even the renewal of cartilage from your hands and knees to your hips and elbows. And we'll prove it by letting you try it free. A $30 bottle, free. FlexoFactor is a new all-natural joint support supplement that combines five specific joint supporting ingredients in one exclusive formula. FlexoFactor helps cushion, lubricate, and strengthen joints and cartilage over time. It's perfect for seniors, weekend athletes, anyone who depends on healthy joints for an active lifestyle. But don't take our word for it. You be the judge. Call now and try a free bottle of FlexoFactor, a $30 value. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover shipping and handling. FlexoFactor. We know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Call 1-800-364-9974. That's 1-800-364-9974. Limit one bottle per household. Call 1-800-364-9974.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. President Bush is praising economic progress in Iraq. Correspondent Terry Moore reports.
Delivering another major speech on Iraqi reconstruction, President Bush said the U.S. is helping to build prosperity to give all Iraqis a stake in a free and peaceful Iraq.
Reconstruction has not always gone as well as we had hoped, primarily because of the security challenges on the ground. Rebuilding a nation devastated by a dictator is a large undertaking. It's even harder when terrorists are trying to blow up that which the Iraqis are trying to build.
Facing the lowest public approval ratings of his presidency, the president is making a series of speeches in advance of the mid-December elections in Iraq. As U.S. public support for the war continues to fall, Bush again called for patience. I'm Terry Moore in Washington.
Democratic Representative John Murtha of Pennsylvania has strongly criticized the president's claims that progress is being made in Iraq. Murtha told reporters key measures of the strength of Iraq's infrastructure are still well below pre-war levels.
Today they say we're making progress. I mean, I can only measure progress by what I see and the things that I can actually measure, not by what they say are brigades and so forth and so on.
Murtha repeated his call to redeploy troops to the periphery. Murtha said a poll showed that a vast majority of Iraqis want U.S. troops out of their country. Federal air marshals resorted to deadly force Wednesday after a man boarded a plane claiming he had a bomb. The shooting occurred while the plane was parked at Miami International Airport. Jim Bauer with the Federal Air Marshal Service says 44-year-old Rigoberto Alpizar boarded the plane and indicated he had a bomb in his backpack. That's when air marshals on the flight confronted and shot the man, who was a U.S. citizen. The man's wife reportedly said her husband suffered from mental illness and had not taken his medicine. And yet another place is saying, put out that cigarette. Chicago City Council passed a law Wednesday that bans smoking in most buildings and public places in the city. Hawaii Senator Daniel Inouye was among the keynote speakers at ceremonies Wednesday morning at Pearl Harbor, Hawaii. A veteran and recipient of the Congressional Medal of Honor for his service in World War II, Inouye spoke of the attack on the morning of December 7, 1941, and how out of tragedy came a strong and united spirit in the American people, which lives on today.
The spirit of America lives in the hearts and minds of every member of our armed forces, serving in harm's way in Iraq and Afghanistan. We pray for their safe return home.
Under bright blue skies with temperatures in the 70s, hundreds of dignitaries and visitors took part in the solemn ceremony at the edge of Pearl Harbor. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low, flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code America. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code America. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Attention! If you do not have health insurance, have limited health insurance, or are uninsurable and are worried about the cost of health care, this announcement is for you. For less than $2 a day, your entire family can save thousands of dollars on all medical expenses thanks to Synergy Health. With more than 600,000 providers around the country, Synergy Health can save you up to 60% on doctors, hospitals, hearing, vision, prescriptions, and even dental care. Plus, you'll get great savings on chiropractic, alternate medicine, and much more. And here's the best part. Synergy Health offers guaranteed acceptance to everyone, no matter what your health history or income, at the same low price. Call our 800 number and learn how Synergy Health is helping families like yours for less than $2 a day. There is no obligation, and the information is free.
Call 1-800-933-2596 for free information. That's 1-800-933-2596. There's absolutely no obligation.
The ACLU brings you the third installment of the groundbreaking series that reveals how civil liberties affect real people every day. The Freedom Files, Episode 3, Dissent. Tune in to watch shocking stories about everyday Americans who practice their right to free speech and dissent, only to be thwarted, harassed, or arrested. To view the trailer, watch full episodes, or purchase the DVD, go to airamericaradio.com and click on the ACLU Freedom Files banner. Or go to ACLU.tv to witness alarming attempts to discourage Americans' rights to free speech.
I don't think there's ever been a government that likes criticism. I don't think there's ever been a government that likes dissent.
This show reminds us why the First Amendment is so vital to the Constitution of the United States. Visit airamericaradio.com and click on the ACLU Freedom Files banner to learn more.
Welcome back. It's about 7 past the hour. Ron's phone call has caused a little flurry of emails come in here. David, who listens in South Florida to the program, writes in, I have many certifications, and I've tried to get a teaching job since 2001. I went to interviews all summer. I'm stuck temping. There's a glut of talent, in part from Hurricane Katrina evacuees from the Gulf states, and Floridians fleeing Hurricane Wilma. The 2002 smaller class size amendment backfired by not allowing schools to hire teaching assistants. The caller, Ron, was right. Take-home pay after transportation is about $40 if you have the audacity to drive to work instead of spending 45 hours a day on buses. He adds a few other things. David in Miami. Tricia in Memphis emails in, Hi, Mike. I'm a public school librarian and had to go through the same channels as a teacher to get my job. One thing that is likely standing in Ron's way is Bush's idiotic No Child Left Behind laws, which not only leaves kids behind, but is leaving teachers behind in its wake every day. Even though I have a master's in English, I'm having to spend over $2,000 a year on additional college coursework for state certification. We're supposed to do extra work to help children, but are not given the resources or time to do so. This is why the teaching certification laws are messed up from state to state. Bush came in and changed them all, but didn't allow budget money for the changes. So I'm going broke trying to keep my job. This is from Nanette. Hi, Mike. Isn't it funny? This is the same president who, in one of his poorly delivered speeches, said that if your job was outsourced or if you were laid off, the government would help you to be retrained and educated in a new field. Of course, they didn't mention that this costs money and that that you are now without a job, you probably would need a student loan. I guess they're just making sure you stay properly under the thumb. Don't forget, an educated, independent thinking American is a danger to this administration. I am more depressed, and that writes each day with what I learn. And John, emails, and I'm so disgusted with the Supreme Court ruling concerning student loans. I'm a student right now and had to take out loans because I didn't receive a dime of financial aid. I sometimes wonder if they do that purposely, because as soon as they told me that I've been denied aid, I received numerous offers from different banks concerning loans. Yeah, John, yeah. Because I'm from a middle-class family, I get screwed and then get punished for it when I can't find a job in our, quote, robust economy, end quote. This ruling furthers my disgust for these thugs. I really don't want to live here anymore. Yikes. It just seems like it doesn't stop, huh? It is so critically, critically important, isn't it, Truth Seekers, to get these bastards out of office, to begin the process to try to clean up this Republican, I can't say that on the air, mess that the Bush crime family has spread and smeared all over this country, all over this planet in the past 5 years. It is so important. If you think the machines are, the voting machines, the Diebold machines are stealing your vote, you have several remedies. One of which I can't mention on the air, or I'd probably get in trouble. But you don't need me to or Randy. By the way, I was listening to Randy Rhoads' program today. The last 20 minutes of her program today were astonishingly good. She had some quotes on from General Odom, retired General Odom, the Lieutenant General, and also from 37-year Marine John Murtha, about the situation in Iraq, as opposed to what this Bush bastard is trying to tell people. But I listened to the quotes, and Randy's commentary, and if you don't listen to Randy's program, you should, but it was just some of the best presentation that I've heard from anybody in talk radio. If you can download her program and just listen to that last 20 or 30 minutes, She nailed it. She just absolutely nailed it. Earlier she had a caller on from North Carolina, you know, a right winger who tried to mix it up with Randy. And as she usually does, she handed him his ass several times. He didn't realize that huge lump of flesh that was being handed to him was his own ass. I guess he couldn't figure that out. But if you get a chance, download her program and listen to the last half hour, or listen to the whole thing. But it was excellent, excellent radio. How did he get off on that tangent? Oh well, the student loan thing is just one more nail in the so-called American way of life, which is beginning to look more and more hollow with this crime family. Do you know the Republicans in the House are insisting on another $115 billion tax cut for the most wealthy in this country? We are in red ink, up to our eyeballs, and will remain so probably for the rest of the life of this republic. How do you get out of that kind of debt? How do you get out of debt of the enormity that the Bush crime family has now got us into? The security of this country has been horrendously jeopardized by this debt. It has been. We don't own a huge chunk of our own country anymore. It's owned by the Chinese. Bush has done this. The Bush crime family, Pappy Bush, one of Pappy Bush's brothers, I don't know if he still is, but he was the chairman of the Chinese American Chamber of Commerce based in Beijing years ago. These sons of bitches have sold us out every single place on earth that they could. Middle East, Far East, Central America, Europe, doesn't make any difference. I hope we can get through this. I hope we can get through this. Let's do some phone calls here. Robert is calling from, excuse me, from Miami. Robert, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Hello, Mike.
Hey.
You would think that the Democrats, after 5 years of watching the Bushes hone their same five or six propaganda techniques and use them with the same techniques, you would think the Democrats would be onto it and would alter their techniques and would actually attack the Republicans when the Republicans pull some of the things they pull. Instead, we have Dean saying the United States can't win the war in Iraq, which, of course, Republicans will preserve that for the congressional elections next year and play it.
But the majority of Americans agree with that.
Well,
let them play it.
No, I agree. I absolutely agree. But here's the problem. 50% of Americans that don't read, that only read the TV Guide, let's say, or perhaps the sports section, that don't read anything serious, that don't read the Atlantic Monthly, that don't know the exposés of all the wars, things that the people who read, who mostly will vote against Bush, know. And those people reach to these sound bites. And he should have said this, which they could never use in one of their commercials. He should have said, George Bush could start the war in Iraq, but he cannot win it. He is incapable of winning it. In other words, put it on Bush. Don't say the country, because Bush loves it when you attack the U.S. and he's saying that's attacking Bush. You see, like, he represents the country. That's the way they plan it. It couldn't, this is part of their propaganda technique. You can't criticize the war. You're attacking the country. Bush is the country. You see, this is one of their methods.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that the Democrats make a mistake. Another mistake they make is I was for Senator Kerry to work security on a couple of his rallies here in Miami last year. But it unnerved me no end that they wouldn't take that clip of Bush at the correspondence dinner,
mm-hmm.
Mocking his own people that believed in him and mocking our troops by showing him looking for weapons of mass destruction.
Yeah, Democrats are not very good tacticians in this filthy, vile political arena. I hear you. I understand what you're saying, Robert. Hey, listen, pal, I got to leave it there. Oh, I guess Robert's already gone. Thanks, Robert. We'll be right back. I got the feeling something ain't right. I'm so scared in case I fall off my chair. And I'm wondering how I'll get down the stairs. Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right. Here I am, stuck in the middle with you.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Are you losing your hair? Fight back with Avacor, now with Boost, which gives you visibly thicker hair with the first application.
I'm 20 years old and I've been losing my hair for 3 years. I started using Avacor and my hair stopped falling out. It's working.
Well, I'm 72 years old and I can tell you honestly, I have a fuller, healthier head of hair now than I did when I was 18 years old. Avacor really worked.
Whether you're 20, 72, or any age in between, Avacor works. An Avacor Boost will improve your hair's appearance the same day you receive your order. Call now and find out how you can get 3 months of Avacor free with your order. Call 1-800-654-2511. That's 1-800-654-2511. This is a limited time offer, so call right now. 1-800-654-2511. That's 1-800-654-2511.
Hi, I'm Robert Wagner with an important message for homeowners 62 years or older. If you own a home, you may be able to pay off your current mortgage or access the equity in your home without making any monthly loan payments. That's right, no monthly loan payments. A U.S. government-insured reverse mortgage allows you to convert the equity in your home into cash, giving you the financial independence you deserve. The tax-free proceeds won't affect Social Security or Medicare benefits, and you can use the money for almost any purpose you desire. The Senior Lending Network program has prepared a free educational video that explains how a reverse mortgage works, how to qualify, and how you can supplement your income without any monthly loan payments. If you're a homeowner 62 years or older, your free video is waiting. So call now.
For a free educational video from the Senior Lending Network on reverse mortgages, call 800-995-4290. 800-995-4290.
Senior Lending Network is a program by Mortgage Warehouse and Licensed Mortgage Banker, New York State Banking Department. Call this information will be shared with lenders who are members of the program. Consult your tax advisor regarding tax implications.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. good news. There's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code America. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code America. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Tired of having people repeat and repeat what they are saying? Louder and louder so you can hear? In those embarrassing moments with the new Amplayer 2005, so small and powerful you won't believe the difference. Amplayer 2005 is so reliable, over 100,000 are in use nationwide. Hear even faint phone conversations with ease. Enjoy your favorite TV show, the theater, sporting events, and family functions without straining to hear. Amplayer is fully adjustable, fits both men and women, and is nearly invisible. Results are so effective, they're 100% guaranteed or your money back. Not $79 or $39. Order your Amplayer 2005 today for only $19.95. You'll also receive 5 extra batteries, a cleaning brush, and 3 custom-fit earpieces absolutely free with your order. Call 1-800-841-7878. Never apologize again for not being able to hear. Order now and get a second Amplayer 2005 for only $14.95. Our operators are standing by. Call 1-800-841-7878 today. That's 1-800-841-7878. Order your Amplayer and hear even a whisper.
Making the pie higher, it's more of Mike Malloy.
It's 21 past the hour. Back to the phone calls here. Jack is calling from Boston. Jack, welcome to the program.
Hello?
Jack? Jack?
Hello?
Yes. Hey, Jack. Welcome to the program.
How are you tonight?
Doing fine.
I really enjoy your program. I disagree with a lot of what you say, but I enjoy your program. I'm an atheist, I don't believe in organized religion, but I'm a conservative, and I think our biggest problem today is facing these Islamic terrorists, and I'm just wondering what you think we should do to stop these Islamic terrorists.
Where do we face these Islamic terrorists?
I'm sorry?
Where, geographically speaking, do we face these Islamic terrorists?
Well, it seems right now we're facing them in Iraq.
In other words, in their country.
Well, I don't think Iraq was Islamic before we went into it.
What was it?
Wasn't it a secular state?
Saddam was. Are you saying, you know, that one of the most holy Shiite sites in Islam is in Iraq?
Right.
You need to get your facts straight before you call my program.
Well,
Now, hold on a second. You need to be able to put together a coherent thought based in reality before you call me. Now, hold on just a second. When you talk about facing Islamic terrorists,
right,
and I ask you where we are facing them, and you tell me in their freaking country,
right,
doesn't that make you look like a total jerk?
You just made my point that we're fighting a war against Islamic terrorists. And
No, you don't have a point. You have a half-witted statement. No, you don't have a point. There is no point. If somebody comes over here to decide to fight Christians, isn't that asinine on the people that come here? I mean, would somebody then say, well, why are you fighting Christian terrorists in their country? Well, what's wrong with you? I'm serious, Jack. Have you had too much to drink tonight?
No,
are you
seriously.
A dope smoker? Do you
seriously.
Still use acid? Jesus, go away. Goodbye. Get off my phone. get out of my radio program. What the hell is wrong? Every single time that happens, every single time I let one of these half-witted jackasses on this program, I get something like that. What do I think of these Islamic terrorists we're facing? Hey, moron, if we didn't have the U.S. military in their country, we wouldn't be facing them. Right?
Well, I thought Iraq was secular.
Go educate yourself, okay? Please, all of you right-wingers, just educate yourself before you call this program. If you want to bring up a topic with me, fine, I'm all for it. I don't jump in your case as soon as you open your dumbass mouths. I wait until you say something that stupid.
Well, Iraq was a secular country.
Yeah, okay. Okay. So all those guys running around in Iraq in imam outfits, what do you think? Is it a costume ball? Ali Sistani, do you know who that is? Do you know who the mullahs are? Do you know that Iraq... Oh, Jesus, never mind. I just can't believe it. I just can't believe the depth, the texture of the ignorance of right-wingers. Don't you people know anything? I don't care what the topic is. You don't even have a basic working understanding of the topic you're trying to bring up. And you come to my program. Jesus Christ, go talk to Limbaugh. Go call Hannity. Don't call here again, Boston, okay? You're so irritating, you people. You're just so irritating. You're like bed lice or something. Just go away. Bob is calling from Wisconsin. Oh, my God. Bob, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Bob.
How are you doing?
I don't know. Jesus.
I've been listening to your program for about half an hour, and I can really relate to the caller named Ron.
Oh, the guy who with the student loans?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Because I'm sort of in the same boat, and I've got about $45,000 in student loans. And I've been trying to get on disability because I've had diabetes for 28 years.
Oh, man.
And it's hard for me to work because I have problems with insulin reactions.
Hold on a second. I got to do a break here. Can you hold, Ron? Bob, hold on
sure.
A second. We'll come back right after this break. Stay with us. I'm Mike Mullen.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
Why shop at Borders for holiday gifts? Let's compare.
I was walking through the mall, and I saw this meat tray, and it reminded me so much of you, I just had to get it.
Or,
I was walking through Borders, and I saw this poetry collection, and I just had to get it because it reminded me so much of you.
At Borders, you'll find hundreds of thoughtful gifts for under $10. Borders, open up a season of surprises.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. When you call 1-800-989-4200, you get a real person within seconds, not a 5-minute menu of buttons to push. Here's another old-fashioned idea. My 8-pound Oreck XL vacuums are built to last long after you've thrown the other brands away. Call 1-800-989-4200. I'll send you one to try risk-free for 30 days. Of course, if you'd rather talk to a machine, you can always call someone else.
What's your idea of good news? How about being on a free cruise with your friends and family? Aleve, the pain reliever devoted to providing good news for people with arthritis, is offering you the chance to win a 7-night cruise for four on a luxury ship. Visit AleveGoodNews.com to enter. While you're there, read all the good news Aleve users shared with us, and maybe you can share some of yours, like winning a free cruise, for example. Visit AleveGoodNews.com.
No purchase necessary. For rules and free entry info, call 800-353-3343. Sweepstakes ends 131-06. U.S. residents 18 or older. Void where prohibited. Use as directed for minor arthritis pain.
Are you in debt? Imagine for a minute taking that overwhelming mound of mail and bills you get and tearing them to shreds and pieces. Now imagine taking that never-ending phone that rings and rings and rings with creditors and having it stop. If you want to take that dark cloud in your life and make it a sunny day, call the debt management experts at Genesis Financial today for a free confidential analysis. Our goal is to help you be completely debt-free in 3 to 5 years. When you sign up with us, you only write one check, not dozens, and you choose your own payment date. We'll stop all your late and over-limit fees and all the harassing phone calls. Call the debt management experts at nonprofit Genesis Financial right now. 800-981-7591, 800-981-7591, that's 800-981-7591.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage, just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly a 500,000 others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-500-6104. 1-800-500-6104. That's 1-800-500-6104.
The ability to remotely access your office PC from home or while traveling is a must. Problem is, solutions like PC Anywhere or VPNs are so limiting and difficult to use. Great news! Go to MyPC, the easiest, most secure way to access your PC from anywhere all over the internet. You don't have to be a tech guru to figure it out. All you need is internet access and you'll have complete and instant access to everything on your Office PC from anywhere. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.GoToMyPC.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
If you run a retail business of any kind, a restaurant, a bar, a carpet store, even a tanning salon, just to name a few, and you need money to grow or run your business, let me explain how a new idea from a company called AmeriMerchant can help you get the money you need. When your customers spend money in your store, many of them use Visa and MasterCard, right? Well, what AmeriMerchant does is advance you money against those sales. For example, if your store does $25,000 in Visa or MasterCard sales, we'll advance you a portion of those monthly sales. You can use the money for any reason or purpose, but you must have a minimum of $5,000 a month in combined Visa or MasterCard sales to qualify. There are no closing costs. You can have the money in as little as 7 days, and we approve 90% of all qualified applicants, so call right now. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571.
We'll be right back.
Your host for a Appiance-Friance future, it's Mike Malloy.
We were young together. We were on the ball. We did not believe it.
26 before the hour. Marcia just sent me an email. It said, Mike, check this out. Imagine the student loans that could be forgiven if we hadn't pissed away so many billions of dollars on this ridiculous invasion. And, of course, so much more important are the deaths, both ours and theirs. So pathetic and so sad, she writes. But she quotes from The Nation, the war has already cost the United States an estimated $251 billion. Each day, an estimated $195 million is being spent, money that could provide 12 meals to every starving child in the world. In addition, one day of Iraq war expenses could cover what the College Board estimates to be the full cost of a public higher education for some 17,000 American students. One day of Iraq war expenses. Doesn't that make you want to cry? Doesn't that make you want to smash things? Doesn't that make you want to just... Well, it makes me want to get back to Bob, who's holding on from Wisconsin. All right, now, Bob, you started to tell me you agree with Ron, the guy that called about the student loan situation.
Yeah.
You're dealing with your own situation, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Quickly, tell us what it is. Well, not quickly, but you know what I'm saying. Well, what's your situation?
Well, like I said, I've had diabetes for almost 28 years,
mm-hmm.
and I've been having problems working because I have problems having insulin reactions.
Right.
And when I get those, I get disoriented.
Sure.
And I have about $45,000 in student loans, and a good chunk of that is the interest on the loans because my earliest loan goes back to 1983.
Uh-huh.
And I graduated from college in 1989, and I majored in journalism. And after I got my degree, I applied to about 500 different businesses, mostly newspapers.
Right.
And I collected rejection letters, and most of them told me, you don't have experience.
Right, right.
And I worked all throughout college. I worked on student papers.
Mm-hmm.
And I started freelancing for a Wisconsin paper about 6 months after I graduated from college.
Uh-huh.
And I freelanced for them for about 9 months, and they hired two or three reporters during that nine-month period.
And you weren't one of them?
No, and the managing editor told me it was because I didn't have experience. And I got...
You understand my laughter. It's sardonic laughter.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I got into an argument with this guy, and I told him, I said, what do you mean I don't have experience? I'm freelancing for your paper.
Right.
And he goes, well, I would like it if you had, mm-hmm. I told him what I had done throughout college working for student papers. And
yeah.
I go, well, you're acting like that doesn't mean anything. He goes, it doesn't. It's playtime.
Playtime.
And I said, well, why? That's how I learned how to write.
All right. What are you doing now, Bob?
Well, I've been working through temp agencies in Duluth and Superior.
Doing what, if you don't mind my asking?
Well,
you do mind my asking. Never mind. So you're working through temp agencies.
Yeah.
Are you supporting yourself?
Well, sort of. I'm getting food stamps, and my sister has been paying for my rent. But I've had friends... You know, I've got a college degree, and friends are telling me how I should apply at places like McDonald's or Hardee's.
Well, I don't think you have to. I shouldn't say that. I don't know what your situation is. I don't know what the employment situation is in Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I could, say to you, well, pick whatever's behind door number one, door number two, door number three, and
yeah.
maybe we have a new car for you. But I can't. You know, all I can do is sit here and listen, Bob, and I don't know.
But I would like to say a few things in general about what this is, sort of the political or the politician in me, but I think, for one thing, we need to get rid of the Republicans out of government
on
all levels.
I think you're right there.
Because these student loans, back in the 1980s, Reagan and his cronies, and even before that, starting in the late 70s, they started cutting back on grants for students and shifting grants to more student loans.
Mm-hmm, right.
And Reagan, in the mid-80s, he claimed he was concerned about the amount of debt being built up by students, so he cut back the yearly amount a student could take out.
Mm-hmm.
And he signed that damn piece of legislation on my birthday.
Yeah, he was concerned about the debt being incurred by students. Yeah. Oh, okay. Sure he did. Listen, Bob, I want to move on. I would like you to stay in touch.
Sure.
I don't know what to say. I wish I had some cheerleader thing to say for you or anything, but I don't. I'm just absolutely empty. I have nothing positive to say except, you know, hang in there, okay?
Yeah, we need to reindustrialize this country.
We need to do something. We do, absolutely. Well, I'm glad you called, Bob. I wish I could offer more substantive conversation with you, but I just can't. Stay in touch, okay?
Sure.
All right, sir. All right, appreciate it. I hate that. I don't know what to do. People have genuine problems. We all do. We all do. And the importance of the problems or the severity of the problems are completely relative to the person experiencing them, and I understand that. All of us have problems that can be massively severe and just like smashing into a brick wall over and over and over again. Like, Jesus, what do I have to do to get through the brick wall? Been there, done that, got the T-shirt. Probably will be back there again sometime. So I'm employed now. I have a paycheck coming in now. Woo! But, in radio, you never plan beyond 90 days. You just don't. And in this economy, you don't plan. Of course, with Air America, it might be a little bit different. When I've worked with radio stations before, it was always subject to the whim of the program director. With Air America Radio, it's more like 30 days. No, I'm just kidding. But I wish there was something I could say to people that call in with these stories, because they're valid and they're real and they're true and they're deeply painful and they're very anxiety producing and they're disorienting. Like, Ron getting in fights with his spouse. How many of us have never experienced that? Huh? Can I see some hands? Oh, no hands. Yeah. Okay. Well, rest my case. It's difficult. These are difficult times, and what's kind of astonishing to me is how many people that I talk to, not just on this radio program, but the people that send me emails, people I talk to in the real world, who are college educated, who may have a degree or two. You know what I'm thinking about, right, Kathy? I'm thinking about my brother Pat. 3 degrees, 2 masters. Bachelor's, worked on the Hubble Space Telescope, engineer of the highest degree, and he's unemployed because of that particular industry and his age. Pat is highly skilled, incredibly skilled. But because he's over the age of 50, why pay him the kind of salary that his educational training and his experience would demand when you can get somebody coming right out of school with no experience for a third? So, yeah, I've got it in my own family. But what is amazing to me is the education level. I've got kids who have college degrees who are struggling. It's just a constant struggle. Constant struggle. And I don't have any answers. I know people don't call this radio station or this program, I should say, for answers. I understand that. If you are looking for answers here, we don't have any. You know, all we have are more questions. Mary is calling from Memphis, Tennessee. Mary, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on. I appreciate
it. Hi, Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
Time, no talk.
I know. This is the Duke's mayonnaise lady, right?
Yeah.
You know,
that was not a news conference. That was an orchestrated media event to an exclusive audience today.
It was indeed. Mary, hold on a second. I got to do a break. I've been rambling on here. Hold on. I'll come back to you in just a minute. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy.
Wondering what's become of me. I got a 008 Tina Martin guitar in the backseat of the car. Hey, all you have a leaving is to be with the radio on. Cause we can't find a friend who still got the radio. When you can't find a friend who still got the radio.
Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
This is your Mother Jones Minute. Here's Mother Jones publisher, Jay Harris.
Quick, whose words are these? The government of the United States is not in any sense founded on a Christian religion. If you guessed America's founding fathers, you're right. The quote is from the 1797 Treaty of Tripoli. Those words were approved unanimously by the Senate and signed by President John Adams. They dovetail nicely with the Constitution, which doesn't mention God, and the Bill of Rights, which established the separation of church and state. They show America as the founders intended, the world's first secular government. Recently, religious right-wingers have tried to undermine American principles by rewriting America's history. But don't be fooled. One of our core strengths has always been the religious diversity allowed to flourish when the government stays out of religion. That tradition is our true heritage and our true strength.
For the best investigative reporting and news, visit MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
If you're one of the millions of Americans that suffers from acne or knows a friend or a loved one suffering, please turn up your radio and take down this life-changing information. Introducing Epiclear, the revolutionary new advanced skin treatment imported from Europe, formulated to help get rid of pimples and prevent further breakouts. Great for all ages and most skin irritations, Epiclear is doing something that no other acne treatment formula has ever done. Ever. We're so confident that Epiclear will clear up your skin that we're willing to let you try it for free. That's right, you heard free, and we mean free. Over a $70 value delivered without a prescription right to your house.
Call now while free supplies last at 1-800-701-3026. Nothing to risk and everything to gain. Call Epiclear at 1-800-701-3026. That was 1-800-701-3026. Limit one order per household, please. Call 1-800-701-3026. Shipping and handling not included.
Are you working 8-hour days, fighting traffic and long commutes? How would you like to work from home and never have to worry about finances again? Now you can. Cindy is a mother of three beautiful kids and used to clean houses for a living to make ends meet. She found out about HomeBiz6.com. Her first month full-time, she earned $2,500. Her income increased about $1,000 per month and now earns $16,000 a month. Tori says, "Before I started my own business, I worked 10-hour days in a high-pressure job. I wore out my car commuting back and forth to work. Now I make over $100,000 a year in my pajamas." Go to HomeBiz6.com. Order a free, no-obligation work-from-home training package. Shipping not included. That's HomeBiz6.com. Tracy, a restaurant manager who came home to be a full-time mom, made $1,000 her first month and was earning $5,000 a month just 6 months in the business. Get free information now. Log on to HomeBiz6.com. That's HomeBiz, the number 6.com.
Attention, all Americans without dental coverage.
Now you can save from 20 to 50% or more off your dental bill with the People's Dental Plan. Just log on to www.savemysmile.com to get your money-saving membership today. This discount plan saves you money on virtually all dental procedures, cleanings, root canals, braces, fillings, x-rays, crowns, and more at over 24,000 locations nationwide. Membership costs just $9.95 a month and covers your whole family with no limits on use, so it could more than pay for itself the very first time you visit the dentist. Important, you can save from 20 to 50% or more on virtually all dental procedures. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Log on to SaveMySmile.com and get your People's Dental Plan membership today. Offered through People's Benefit Services, Inc., not an insurance plan.
Now living in a world where if you can't think, it's going to be hard to be a productive worker in the workplace.
It's about 9 before the hour. Thanks to all the folks who work so incredibly hard to put this program together. That would include, in New York City, Justin Yuen and Jason Isaac. Did you find out how the gig went, the Afro Skull gig? It's coming this Friday. Well, I guess you'd have to know that, Kathy, if you were psychic. You can download Afro Skull music free. Go to archive.org. And for those of you living in the tri-state area up there, go see them. Go check them out, seriously. 8 p.m. this Friday at the Parkside Lounge, 817 East Houston Street, Lower East Side. Check them out. 317, what did I say, Kenny? 317 East Houston Street in the Lower East Side. Afro School. Anyway, Jason Isaac, who's in that band, along with Justin Yuen, engineered the program tonight in New York. D. Neal is our associate producer, maintains the blog at airamericaradio.com/Mike Molloy and handles your phone calls. Our senior correspondent is Chris in Minnesota. Mark Marshall is our webmaster of the militant mods at MikeMolloy.com. Keep things lively on the message board there. Check it out. Ben Birch, WhiteRoseSociety.org, archives the program in Jim in Arkansas, is our most excellent music bureau chief. Catherine Bay is executive producer of this program. Back to Mary in Memphis. Now, where were we? The orchestrated news conference. It's worse than that, isn't it, Mary?
Definitely. They couldn't even ask questions. And yesterday, the Condoleezza really muffed it in Germany, in Berlin.
Uh-huh.
The Germans had the exact flight times that the when the CIA invaded their airspace, and the destination of where these flights were going. One of them went to Macedonia, the other one went to Morocco, and most of the others went to what was the formerly Soviet Eastern Bloc.
So what would you say, Mary, that the Germans caught Condoleezza Rice in a blatant, bald-faced lie?
Absolutely. I listened to the German Rundfunk. See, I have... I speak the language. So
yeah, I remember you telling me that. Yeah.
So Condoleezza, really, first time in her life that she didn't know what to say. She was speechless, and of course she left shortly thereafter to go to Kiev in the Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
But the Germans knew the exact time. They logged all of these CIA flights, and in several things they even picked up German nationals.
It's pretty incredible what's going on, and I really enjoy members of the Bush crime family being caught on foreign soil with their ugly feet planted squarely in their own mouths Which is exactly what happened to Condoleezza Rice.
She tried to slough over it, but you know they're very exacting people. They don't make mistakes like that. They knew exactly where they were going.
Yeah,
when it comes to something like that, they log everything.
Yeah.
Having dealt with them before.
Yeah,
they can tell you the estimated time of arrival and where the planes were going.
That's right.
So that's why I say, why do these people lie like that? Wouldn't it be easier to tell the truth?
Well, no. For a pathological liar, telling the truth is like breaking their own fingers. You know, they just can't do it. It's much more in keeping with their nature to lie because they have ulterior motives about everything they do.
Now, are we paying for those prisons?
Well, somebody is.
The American people, are they? Is this from our tax dollars?
I wouldn't be surprised.
I just want to know. I mean, I think that that Murtaugh would be a good person to contact. You know, the fellow that everybody is screeching about because he's telling it like it is over there.
Oh, the congressman from Pennsylvania?
Yeah. Yeah. Because this, to me, is unconscionable to whisk people off the streets and pull them into... I understand we even have one in the Indian Ocean.
Yeah, Diego Garcia.
Yeah. So as far as I'm concerned, they're not... this is King George. We need to have another Runnymede.
Well, that's a good point. But it also is like a Joe Stalin... in so many ways, or Nikita Khrushchev, just pick your totalitarian, and George Bush would fit in very nicely. Mary,
fascist.
Fascist. Thanks for checking in, Mary.
Bye.
All right, you take care. Mary knows. Mary listens to German news broadcasts because she is, what'd she tell us, Gaddy, she's from? She grew up in Germany, I believe. She understands. We're about out of time, right? Yeah, we don't have time to take a call. All right, I'll see you tomorrow night, Truth Seekers. It was difficult tonight, and I'd have to apologize. Difficult tonight not being down in the dumps like that after listening to speech number two today, what Bush was talking about. Just lies upon lies upon lies. And how we're supposed to react to that. But you know, it's working. His poll numbers are up 3 points since he started the lie speeches. So, Peter Fever, isn't that a slang term for gonorrhea? I think it is. Peter Fever, his new speechwriter, will probably get promoted now because Bush's polling points are up 3 or 4 points since the lies upon lies upon lies began. I'll see you tomorrow night. Okay, watch your back. Take care. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
On Air America Radio.
I do it, everything goes dark, and I feel like a different person.
Kenzie Olson is under the influence of her community theater volunteer, helping out at an after-school theater program. She helps Kenzie stay off drugs. Be a coach, a mentor, a volunteer. No matter what it is, you have something to offer. Log on to helpyourcommunity.org or call 877-KIDS-313 and be an influence on the kids in your community. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
Why shop at Borders for holiday gifts? Let's compare.
I got you this toaster cozy that looks like a chicken, because I know you love chicken, and who doesn't like toast?
Or,
I got you this Italian cookbook, because I know you loved Tuscany, and I know you love pasta.
At Borders, you'll find hundreds of thoughtful gifts for under $10. Borders, open up a season of surprises.
So, isn't this a nice restaurant?
It's fabulous, but...
What? You were wondering if I brought enough cash?
Well, no, but...
No worries. I've got the Dynasys Visa prepaid card. It's good anywhere Visa debit is accepted.
Great, but...
And the Dynasys card is so legit, it's the player's choice of prepaid cards.
But, baby...
Yeah.
Who are all these guys?
Them? That's Vladimir Guerrero, Frank Thomas, Pedro Martinez, Kurt Schilling, Greg Maddox, and that there is my man, Pudge Rodriguez.
Well, your man...
What?
...won't let me eat my dinner.
Yo, Pudge, quit blocking the plate.
Dynasys Visa prepaid card. No.